Blog Talk Radio.
You again for another version of the Healing of W Hour Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we are in the B-Lo. Boy, did we have a Buffalo night last night. One of a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time here. And it is cold and snowing all over the place. This is much different than the NIA, I tell you, but we gave them fishes a tuna can. Let's get it started now. Last week, we gave you controversy. This week, we're going to ask y'all the questions. We got a special guest, my man. It's going to be called The Countdown to 2023. Now, all through this week, up until 2023, well, it may not be that on the calendars around the world, but in our minds, it's 2023. I want to make sure we clarify all that. You know, Facts Matters. And we're going to be doing programs throughout these next 2 weeks to highlight that. And also, we got today. It's going to be so hot. See, yeah, I love it when it's like this. So I ain't got to put all the fire. I'm the cold. I can start a fire, a log cabin fire up in here. But we got my special guest today, my man Thomas Tutmos. He going to be with us today. We're going to bring him at the 11 o'clock hour, bro. He going to lay it down because that's why we are here, to give you the facts. And he's going to lay it on about the Generation Alpha, which is very interesting because it goes along with what we were talking about last week with the controversy of what's taking place and the things that are going on and the trends and all the distractions, everything all in between. You know, a couple months ago in October, I went to the Fox Patriot Award. I told you I'd go to blend in to see what's going on. And I told you, wasn't that many of us in there. Statistically, we were way outnumbered for the Republican Party kind of thing. But since then, we don't had the midterms. They out the way. We don't had all this going on. See, 2023 is when it all changes, the so-called transformation. It could be very, very symbolic. Could mean transformation of wealth, transformation of information, or transformation of spiritual connotations, like transhumanism, could be in the play in 2023. Now, it's a Fox. Those of you who watch Fox, don't watch Fox. That's not the issue, but we're going to tell you what was on Fox. And you can go look it up later on all these news feeds. On the Ingram angle, which comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Florida's governor which I reside at, Ron DeSantis, warned that one of the goals of mass jabbing the planet for COVID is to depopulate it, unquote. Now, I don't know what to tell you. That came on Fox from a governor. Now, this governor possibly could secede Trump because of his popularity in his direction of how he's handling in federal government meetings. And then some people don't know politics, think because he asked the federal government for help, he's supposed to. That's part of the Constitution. The citizenry is due recompense for all God events or acts of God. Okay, so see, these things you don't know about, but then be talking as if you know. That's the problem today. It's called looking things up. And I'm going to use the Bible, secret Bible scriptures for you, like 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself, not me, not your mama, not your daddy, not your cousins, show thyself approved. Okay, so we're going to roll with all the magic today we could possibly conjure up. I'll be bringing all people in, you know, at the bottom of the hour, half hour. Get ready for all y'all. Now, for a person to say that, he went further. This is all in 2023. It says, you take the mRNA shot, and the way to view it is, okay, what is the benefit? DeSantis told the host, Laura Ingram. That's the question I ask y'all. Now, I'm going to give y'all some benefits right now. If your job or anybody that is in a position that is being threatened, you say, my body, my choice. Use the same slogan they used to recapture your imagination. They gave you this thing called my body, my choice. That's what you do. So if your jobs start to come to you, which they are, just in case you think they're not, because it's ramping back up again. I told you it's not over. Y'all think things are over because you see them not in your news media. And we've been putting up, I told you news is an acronym for north, east, west, and south of your brain hemispheres. See, they know how to get you from the north, east, south, west, and south. They know how to do it. That's why it's called the news. Now, that's going to be serious thinking about that one. Man said, what's the drawbacks? It seems like our medical establishment never wanted to be honest with the people about the potentials of the drawbacks. Now, I'm going to show you how facts works. See, facts is a very serious thing. It means it's factual information. Have you ever watched all your commercials about medicines on TV? Yes or no, we'll be opening up the mic so some of y'all can feedback onto this. Don't you always hear a side effect from every medicine you hear after you watch football, basketball, soap operas, game shows, news shows? Always got side effects. It goes just like this. Could cause blindness, side effect of suicide. It could make you kill yourself. All that being said, and y'all go about it with your own normal mentalities, and like it's no big deal. But yet there's no side effects from the shot. No one talks about you could get lethargic, lazy, lose an eye, go into a coma, have a heart attack. None of that is on that prescription. Now, you use your own intellect. I'm only here to facilitate the facts. Now, that's what the sense is. Second coming up for 2023. How can anybody watch a dude named Bankman-Fried? Like, you know, Bankman-Fried the Bankman. The Bankman is free to take your money. That's what it really means. It's an acronym for Bankman is freed to take your money. So now the prosecutors are talking about he built investors over that $1.8 billion. Now, I know that's small change to some of these. They call it digeratis. We did a show on this already called the digeratis. These digeratis out here got infinite amount of money. That's what they're trying to tell you because they digitize. The digerati are digitizing the funds where they have infinite amount of money for themselves, but for you, you'll be cut off. Now, he meant $1.8 billion. Use customers' funds to make illegal political donations. Now, I'm only going to give you the facts. This is who I got the donors list because I don't like to play with people. 52 Republicans, 10 Democrats. Now, 52 individual Republicans and then 10 individual Democrat people. But here's where it gets deeper. So it ends up being, after that, he gave it to 50 Democratic affiliate groups. 3 nonpartisans and 3 conservative groups. So he gave these people from the $1.8 billion to political cronies. Now, that right there, they ain't going to tell you that because you got to look this up, see. That's why facts matter. So you ain't going to look that. See, the news ain't going to tell you that. But you always watch the news. See, the news ain't going to give you where you got to dig deep at, like hidden treasure. And then we say in Bible scriptures, say seek her out like hidden treasure. Okay, so 52, now, go look up the 52 Republicans, and you can see they are not really Republicans, they're rhinos. Democrats, 10, look at the 10, but 50 of the groups. He gave it to 50 Democrat affiliates, and then 3 nonpartisan, and then 3. So he look how many people he gave that, they milked that money to. Big money, that's a big thing there. Now, why Bankman-Fried donations filed with the FEC skewed heavily Democratic. It skewed heavily Democratic. No doubt. But then that means the people who are Republicans ain't really Republicans. That's a fraud. So they're playing a game already. Already infiltrated that. That's gone. They already infiltrated. Now, I'm going to show you how this works before we get deep. Because I got a clip that no one has on their program until they get it off of here. No one. This clip is not heard on no program. We'll be the first. Probably the first. I ain't saying the only because we couldn't be the only if I got it from somewhere else. But it's the first that's going to be heard to many of you today. Facts matter. I'm going to say I'm the only one guy. That's impossible if I just got it from somewhere else. Somebody had to get it. I had to get it from somewhere, right? Okay. Now, goes to show you how deep this is. And then it goes to show you that his claims of his donation were equally bipartisan, saying that in a November interview, he believed himself to be the second or third biggest GOP donor in the 22 election cycle. He said he sent most of the Republican donations through untraceable. Listen to this now. He said he sent to the Republican Party donations through untraceable dark money groups. But what the hell is a dark money group, y'all? Y'all better go look up that on your online. Dark money groups? Wait till y'all see this. Now, I'm trying to warn you because that's all I can do. This warning could save you. That's why I say people say, oh, yeah, well, how you save it? I warn you not to go this route. That's how you tell people, that's how you save lives. Don't go in that water because it is dangerous. Okay, that's how it works. Now, I got to put it down so you understand that they're going to bring back COVID. Now, I'm going to show you how all this works together. Not only is this going on, Tucker Carlson, another Fox. I told you I went there. Another Fox. He ends up on somehow getting the information, inside information, on who killed JFK. Right there should be what? He got it. He said the CIA killed JFK. This came out Tucker Carlson's mouth on Fox. Now, I don't know what Fox is pulling, but I'm telling you, I was there in Fort Lauderdale at the Hard Rock Casino to see all this. And to see that now, I'm glad I went. The information came to me. Goes on to say, this is what Tucker Carlson said. He said the whole different country from what he thought it was. He said it's all fake. The whole country's fake. Now, this is D. And then, last but not least, all my Latin family, his brothers and sisters across, listen to what's coming in 2023 if you don't wake up real soon. I know a lot of you in South Florida. It says, Tucker Carlson's already said the whole country's fake. Everything you've been reading is fake. But here's something fake you ain't been reading because they ain't going to show you. The media in Brazil, the biggest population of black people in the Western Hemisphere. Nobody's bigger than Brazil. So get that out your mind about all the blacks in America. Let's go with the Brazil right quick. Media in Brazil and the rest of the world is ignoring the facts that millions of Brazilians have been protesting in the streets for 43 days against Lula, their government. They said the global corporation that owns the largest newspaper in Brazil and now members of George Soros' Project Syndicate and is accused of being the tool for destabilization in South American countries. Now, hope y'all ready for the Helios. We're about to get hot. We told you all this was coming pretty much years ago. All you got to do, here's one of the things. I want y'all to listen to how these people talk. I told you COVID was coming back. I gave you the proof, which is called the show that gives facts. I just don't run my mouth. I give you the facts after I run my mouth. And this is one of them right here. Listen carefully. This was what was discussed. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is on the panel. Listen carefully.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting this field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity
right.
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to really organize ourselves in a way where there will be accountability for sustained action and not just response.
Now that was the Milken Institute, everybody. Did you hear these people? One dude said it would be sexy. Sexy to kill. The whole question was, how can we kill and make it sexy? Now, did you hear this? I didn't make this up. You heard it with your own ears. Now, they're going to bring it back. That's what Ron DeSantis, those of you listening from Florida, listen carefully. You just heard live that these people said they're going to be coming harder. Dr. Fauci said, we need to come. We don't care about your perspective. That's dictatorship. So you're looking at what we've been saying and what you've been hearing And now we're going to put it all together today. Now, second one I'm going to play. We tried to warn you. People get killed over this, including presidents. Tucker Carlson said the CIA killed him. Well, you just listen to them and tell me, you talking about Trump was saying some deep stuff. Trump ain't say nothing like this. That's why Trump probably still alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence and the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive.
Now, just take what that man, JFK, John F. Kennedy, who they assassinated. You can see why. He says secret oaths, secret handshakes, Masonic. He's telling you who did it. Then he's telling you that the media is fake. Way before Trump. Way before Trump. I mean, come on. Trump just reiterated what he did. Then he went on to say that you got to have debate. This is the first time ever in my little short span of life that I've seen people dish say, oh, we ain't debating. No debates. Won't debate you. Now, how, he said, "You, if you don't have the base, you're going to have a civilization." This was John F. K., who they assassinated. You just heard. And he gave you everything. He says military, secret means, covenant. They rule by stealth, by darkness. That's why they said the dark money. See, he gave it to you. He told you. I'm just reiterating the facts that are all right before our very eyes. And that's what today's program is, what you are about to get in 2023. And I ain't seen the real Hebrews. Ain't no real Hebrews came on here yet. I'm trying to figure out how y'all going to explain that. I'm waiting. Let's do the money round or something. How y'all going to explain your predicament if it's being ushered by the high and mighty? Kind of strange, but so is this program. So are y'all ready for the Helios? We about to put the fire on. Let's get it started. 8854, you know what you always do. Bring it.
Yeah. What's going on, bro?
Man, happy to be with you.
Yeah. I wonder if a lot of people know that FTX filed for bankruptcy. This is for Brother Eddie with the numbers. They filed for bankruptcy on 11/11. I wonder if anybody caught that.
No. That's a good one. Ooh, man. Of all things.
Yeah, you can't make this shit up.
Can't make it up.
With the whole JFK thing and the thing what happened here with Fred Hampton when he was assassinated, collaboration with the FBI, Chicago Police Department.
Right.
You still got a number of people. And this is where kind of like one of the small battles within the war we're dealing with right now.
Right.
You're going to have a group of people who are going to do the research and find out what's going on. But then with the counteraction with that, you're going to have the opposite group of people. Everything that we talk about, they're going to label a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They're going to connect it with the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And the reason why I said that because I just experienced it this past week. It's like, for example, no, but it's the truth.
Go ahead. No, I believe you.
I'm not in Chicago no more. I'm out in the suburbs now. But see, okay. I notice now there's a different thinking. There's a different paradigm, some paradigm action going on between the city and the suburbs. So basically, The people I had the conversations with lived in the city. They were saying that Trump ain't shit. The same rhetoric. You know, He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a Republican. He ain't no good. But then if you walk outside the city, outside the county, you got a totally different mindset. The discussions we have on these shows, you can pretty much have them with a lot of people out here.
Right.
Now, going back to Fried Man, because that motherfucker needs to be fried. Now, you probably knew this, and I sent the article out a couple weeks ago on the stream, that FTX was the second largest political donor to the Democratic Party behind Mr. Soros.
That's right.
And I wonder if the family knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They know now.
They know now. Now check this out. Now he's been arrested, and there's a little bit of controversy now by him being extradited back to the United States or whatever. This motherfucker goes and gets Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer.
Hold on. Maxwell from Epstein?
I ain't making this shit up, bruh. And this,
oh,
for the family, you don't, like I said, don't listen to me. Go on. It's a website called GreatGameIndia.com. All this stuff is on there. Reuters reported on Tuesday that SBF has retained a white-collar defense lawyer, Mark S. Cohen, to defend him as U.S. authorities look into the collapse of SBF's cryptocurrency exchange. Ghislaine Maxwell was recently represented by Cohen, a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York in her sex trafficking prosecution.
Check that out. So that lets you know how... who they go to get, what lawyers, who they go to get, and why they going to get them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't done. Now, check this out. This is on the same website. Now, quote, FTX, this is a different article. This is dealing with the collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fried, whatever you want to call him. FTX-backed projects range from $12 million to champion a California ballot initiative to strengthen public health programs and detect emerging virus threats amid lackluster support. The measure was punted back to 2024 to investing more than $11 million on the unsuccessful congressional primary campaign of an Oregon viral security expert and even a $150,000 grant to help Moncef Sayu, scientific advisor for the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed Vaccine Accelerator.
There you go. We said that they donated to 52, and then all these non-affiliated and conservative groups. So, yeah, I told you Trump ain't dead. He ain't saying like JFK. JFK gave everything out. Trump gave out tidbits. That's all he could do. He wanted to stay alive. Yeah, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Now with the updated numbers, this is from a website called naturalnews.com. The updated numbers now, and this is not good. The COVID jab causes shocking 4,800% increase in vax deaths and 2,876% increase in hospitalizations. The state of Virginia is catching hell right now.
And so
their hospitals are loaded up with people getting sick, and it's from this goddamn vaccine.
But hold on, we said earlier, you know that you watch TV, we watch sports. I don't know how much sports you watch, but I know when I watch it, I see these medical commercials come on, give you every side effect. They don't try to give you one side effect of what COVID shot will cause you. None.
But see, thing is, they tell you what the side effects is, what the problem is, the people are not paying attention to it.
Well, which one do you think they tell them? About them dying immediately from a heart attack?
Well, the thing is, the problem is, they're telling the truth, but it's just that people are not paying attention to it. Just like what you said earlier about the COVID gone and coming back. The COVID ain't never went nowhere.
Yeah, it just kept
it. Think about it.
They just kept it as a cold. It's the cold.
Or depending on what state you live in, because remember, it's about 10, 11 states now are still under COVID-19 emergency powers right now.
So what you think about DeSantis then, actually going on saying it's depopulation? That's coming from a governor.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad he did it, but this is where the problem is that. Yeah, he went on there and said it, but then where is the backfire? Where's the people going out in the streets and protesting?
That's the clue. Good point on that one. Good point, because I would think after I heard it,
same thing with the JFK situation with Fred Hampton. Okay, now they're telling you what happened, and it's kind of like now they're daring the people, what the fuck you going to do about it now? We're putting it in shape, just like with the COVID situation. What are you going to do about it? Knowing that the majority of people are not going to react to it, they're not going to do anything, they're just going to fall, or they're going to ignore it.
Let's go with that premise that in order for them to know that we're ignoring it, TikTok would be, like all the other social media, is the intelligence information to see that if they can see this through these social medias, and they're watching and monitor our reaction to what we're seeing, they probably got us on a D-minus right now. That, hey, they D-minus. They're almost at F. So that means they don't give a fuck. So that seems to be...
Exactly.
Yeah,
especially with the younger people.
Right. So the alpha, that brother Tubmos going to come on here 11 and break it down to, this next generation won't give a damn about anything then. That means they will be totally brainwashed into believing everything's okay, this is for your benefit, free college, free this, free everything, but yet, in order to get free college...
Universal basic income.
There you go. It's right here.
One more thing. Let me get into that real quick now.
Oh, yeah.
FTX participation. FTX was also involved with a local non-for-profit organization here in Chicago called EAT. It's called Equity and Transformation. Now, what they end up doing, they had gave the non-for-profit group who signed off on this $393,000 to support a program for people that were incarcerated coming back, try to integrate back into society and put them basically on UBI. So what happened after FTX had filed bankruptcy, that basically killed the program because they were supposed to give the program another $600,000. That's not going to happen now. But you see how the point is with the whole global plan with the UBI and the connected with a lot of these, you know, social programs and everything, but all this being pushed by the UN and World Economic Forum. But see, like I said, we could talk about this shit until we blew in the face. The majority of people either ignore it, they don't care, labor conspiracy theory, or they just own some other shit.
Yep. It's always going to reach somebody, though. I tell you, if it reached one, that's one more that we can say can figure this out. Because we talked some people
and
here.
And that's true. It'd be nice to be more people.
No,
but I say again, it also depends on what state you live in, because what's going on here in Illinois might not be the necessary same thing that's going on down in Florida.
But you remember now, just because of the fact that these are liberal, you know, I'm only going to use the two phases they try to use on all of us, liberal and conservative. So you got these different
right,
two
left brain, right brain, basically.
Right, basically, right. You got these two ideologies fighting each other all the time based on purpose, because it looks like they want the liberal and conservative to create the Civil War. That's what they're going to do, y'all. They're going to create this.
Mm-hmm.
With, yeah. And,
and that's going to be the next Captain America movie.
There you go. You said it. Yeah. Let me get some more. I'm going to make some more in. 9927. You know you got to come in. Below is hot or cold. Which one is it? You might be out.
It's hot and cold.
There you go, man. Yeah, you hot. But this show is cold out there. Go ahead, sister. I appreciate you. Yeah.
Yeah, so while I was listening to that, all I could think of was the back seat, the back music being the Matrix music when you was playing JFK. Yo.
Oh, man. Was that crazy?
That was going through my head, yo. Yo.
Oh, my
God. Okay. Boy, it's been a hell of a year that we have been through. The MRA machine, the phones tracking. So I put it all together like this. They want to put everybody with the chip, the MRNA machine, which is the chip, in everyone's body, because when they were trying to do it from the air, people's bodies was, you know, wasn't working. It wasn't working. So they figured if they could get through the injection, maybe it would work better, and this way they can track it better, because when it was being conducted from the air over us, that our bodies was just shitting that shit out. You know, it wasn't working. They couldn't track us like that. So now they got it injected, bodies is refusing it. Then they purposely killing people that have it because they were seeing that they were being, you know, used as an experiment, because all that killing, all them sacrifice killings in the hospital was just a diversion of to let people know that they're dying from COVID. That was a diversion to get people mind, which is mind control again, manipulated into thinking that they were sick from this the monkey or bat, whatever, which was not true. It was just a scare tactic. But they had to use, they needed real victims in order to pull this tactic off. And at the same time, people again under MK Ultra and under fear, because fear is part of MK Ultra, ran out and got the injection, and then they advertised it, then they pushed it, then they mandated it and thought everybody was tripping that, oh, mandates, oh, we got to do it now, we're being forced. And then the job, using their jobs against them, using all kind of tactics against them to get this tracking device in their bodies. Now, the phones do track you, but see, when you're going off the grid, for real, now I'm not talking about the people that's telling you to prep and all that, I mean for real, you're going to get rid of all technology because you know they're going to track you, okay? And that's but if they can get it in your body and you think you're going to go off the fucking grid, they can track you.
and you got
so,
radio
it's a, so it's you a got, delusion. Got, so it's a it's another shock. So what you're saying is it's another tool to keep a track on everybody by using this as a new
Exactly, and they're using it medically, you know, right. But at the same time,
it's easy to administer.
More technology, more of it. You got to get more of it because, see, the shit ain't working. If they tell you to get more shots, your body is rejecting that shit, okay? It ain't working. Oh, you got to get the booster shot. That booster shot is another form of technology that they putting in you to try to get that to sustain in your body. So once they got that sustained, they got you hooked up to the quantum, the cube, okay? They got you hooked up to the cube. Then they can track you. Then the AI can track you because the AI is going to become your handler, period.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, our handler is our phone. Our handler is our phone. Okay, but
one. And where is it located always? In our hands. So good one. I like that.
What's going down? We at war. So they really are. We are so that they can keep a hand on us, okay, a foot on us. And when they get ready to hunt us, they ain't got no problem.
Okay, so let me go with that. You sent something earlier today. You've been sending some information that go along with this. Add that Chinese stuff to what you sent in the earlier. Put that together.
The United States and China do not need a chip because they have quantum. Quantum is really chipless. It's an entity, okay? it's the autonomous. It's that entity I told you that's been here for Ancient of Days, and that bitch got a body, and now her peoples is coming, and we have, these are entities. These are not what you think they really are. These are entities, and who got a hold of them that's in charge of it? China and the United States. They buddies. I don't know why everybody thinks, oh, China. With everything, United States and China have been bonded a long time ago during Bush.
Right, because of the way before that, Reagan, gave friendly nation status to build cheap supplies.
What did they call it? The economic war between them two is bullshit. Yeah. It's all fake.
And they own the debt. They're the second largest debt holder to America is China. They hold the debt, so they can't really destroy America. They trying to get all they can. They want their money back.
They're not destroying shit. They build it. Yeah. They build heaven. And at the same time, they need slaves. In order to track your slaves, what you going to do? The phone ain't doing enough. Because like I said, when we get ready to actually go off the grid for real, not advertising this shit, telling people your location and shit. No.
Right.
No. Off the grid means you dish all tech, okay? And you get with a technician that knows how to block all they shit. You need hackers.
So you need hackers. Yes.
And when you got that tech in your body and you keep getting injected, they're going to make it hackable for them to control you because you the new slave. You enslaved permanently. They want you. Permanently enslaved you, they need to put what? Neuralink, the motherfucking brain chip. Then they push that button, you dead.
So now Elon Musk is doing shorty with it. All right, hold tight. Let me get some more before we get
to Zuckerberg supports Elon Musk, Neuralink, his fucking chip. Yes, he does.
That's right. Yes, he does. Yeah. The Neuralink. All right, don't hold tight. Put something on you. I'm going to bring some more people in here. Y'all getting hot. I see y'all getting hot. This is a tech show. 2023 transformation, y'all, could be when they talk about you'll become transhumanist. 3364.
Hey, shalom, man, and Yehudu. Hey, you said something about the Hebrews. Say, yeah. I'm a real Hebrew. I keep the law, man. I keep the law, and I'm getting taken care of, man.
Before you go there, you got to explain to me. Tell me why we're in this predicament, then. How we get here. Don't tell me about it. Tell me who did it.
Not following the goddamn law, the rules.
There you go. Okay. Okay.
That's why.
Okay. Okay.
So,
there you go. Keep going.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I wasn't going to say nothing, but Brother Ray told me to talk, and another sister said I got to talk. Elvira, I be trying to shut my damn mouth, man. Well, look here, man. I'm trying not to listen, man.
You gotta stop.
But Brother Ray just told me to stop, man. He just told me. I said,
well,
God damn, man. I don't like this y'all, man.
Yes, you do.
But hey, well, look here,
go
man.
Ahead.
I want to thank y'all. I want to thank my man, Numbers Eddie, man. I'm going to take care of y'all something, man. Them numbers he put out Wednesday, man. Half of them was on the damn Mega Millions, man. So I won $10 off of Brother Eddie. I'm going to hit them all, bro. And y'all bullshit, man. I told him, man.
There you go.
I'm Mega Millions, man. I listened to write them number down, bro. But she gave it to me, too, man. So y'all worry about things. What you doing right, you going to be taken care of, man. The machine picked them. I ain't even picked them. I just wrote them down. I said, I'll be damned. They go to the numbers he picked on the Mega Millions that came on my ticket, man. So them, I love the machine, man. You vibrating right, keep them laws, man. You take care, man. But the main story, I'm going to talk about this dude that's supposed to kill himself, that buck dancer nigga with the T-Witch name, Twitch, man.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a lot of things that come to me. I got three scenarios with it, man. He was fucking around with Ellen DeGeneres and he signed that damn contract, so he had to pay up. Plus, all he's known for is buck dancing, doing some old goddamn Sammy Davis Jr., but some old damn Bojangles shit, man. And see, just what I see, I don't like to say believe, but I see one thing. He took that jab, okay? And then his tool quit working, man. His tool quit working. He couldn't make no more babies. That tool quit working, make a motherfucker want to kill himself, man. Can't get no more of that ooh-wee. That's the tool. Why ain't taking that shot? I got to keep my tooth working,
man.
I ain't going to no goddamn doctor, man. I got to keep my tooth working, bro. So like my sister say, when the resurrection time, I got to keep rolling, bro.
There you go.
It's fun to be alive.
Yeah, I love that one, man. Hey, Brother Ray, hey, thank you, man. Hey. Tell Brother Ray, come on with it. I love it. Hey, but that's all
you were saying, man.
Yeah. Go right here. Oh, man, that was good. Let me just say that's real talk because, see, we joke a lot, but we talk a lot, and we for real a lot. But, yeah, it was some good people out there who we met early in the game. Elvira, she was out there. She was the first people. When Reverend Pitney called me and told me to get in touch with him. See how far away we is? He in Michigan calling me in Miami to find somebody in Fort Lauderdale. We hooked up. The sister was warning people, her and Mary Neal, that they was taking the mentally people out there and making them high frequency individuals to start. That's when I realized they was attacking people with high frequencies. And it's for real. People thought, you see, when you don't really know it, you start laughing. Oh, that's a bullshit. No, that ain't bullshit.
But it was the same thing when the COVID shots first came out. Who they were experimenting with the elderly and permanently disabled at the VA.
At the VA.
Nobody paid attention to that.
Check that out. Till you start telling us. See, that's what I say.
Right.
Y'all don't realize how important these positions of y'all giving information out. We not even, the dry bones is across the whole friggin' country. We not even in the same area, yet we got the same construct of how we are talking. That let you know that you ain't got to be right on top of each other. It's mind thing. This is how the machine is working. He is capturing the minds of people across the area. That's what that prophecy is about. So the valley of the dry bones. They jumping on here. Let me get a bunch of y'all. I got Brother Tutmos getting ready to come on here. Hold tight, brother. You won't be coming on until 11:11 hour. We're gonna bring you on at 11:11. 8. You got 5045. MIA, you on the line. Go ahead. 5045. There you go.
Hey, Brother Zarmos. I'm waiting on the call.
Just mute yourself. Go ahead. Mute yourself. Come on back.
All right.
Let me go to 8079. B-Low, what's happening? Always.
What's going on, Dry Bones, bro? Very interesting program today. Just like to make a few comments that, you know, you guys had already went through. I agree with everybody that came on saying that we are all in a predicament, and I'm just grateful that I listen to you every week and able to, you know, just go through the whole week and see what's going on in the world and go look
That's
for
right.
myself.
That's like, right. That's right.
You brought up that FTX guy, you know, young guy, 30 years old, so-called juke guy, smart. But you got to connect. Is he the fall guy for the whole thing? Because
yeah.
The Chinese captain. finance, man. They had him on CNBC the other day with an interview. And them Jews, if you go look at that interview with him, they entrapped him to make him say something that he really didn't want to say, because he said he got $1.5 billion around that tied up that he should have gave back to, say, that company or whatever. But he's holding on to $1.5 million. So they are going through a bankruptcy right now where FTX got a new so-called CEO trying to straighten out the shit. So something is going on there. You brought up Elon Musk. He's a technocrat. He don't bought Twitter, you know. So he's
right.
Not even paying attention to his other companies, really, they saying. He's more in tune being a technocrat trying to get everybody information off of Twitter, you know. And see,
right.
what I see as the new fear factor is they pushing mental health, they pushing gambling, and they pushing drugs, which all is a problem to people. Then they go to them to get it solved, you know. So
yep.
It's like it's a new fear thing, you know. And if you look around just with your people close to you, and you'll see that, damn, I know 10 people, and two of them is acting crazy as a motherfucker, man. What's going on here? You know,
right.
Or three people, whatever,
right.
Man. So, you know, it's a lot going on. I'm glad everybody's staying abreast, you know, that's in this circle. And it's hard to talk to people because they think you crazy from where you're coming from and what you mentioned, and then you're showing the facts, and then it's still a problem, you know. But keep
right.
up the good work. You know,
man,
3 hours of power. Knowledge,
yeah,
man.
Appreciate you. And always, man, we looking forward to all y'all still. Because somebody want to say something?
Yeah, one more thing, bro. One more thing, man. No matter what political party you in, from the local level all the way up to the federal government, they all believe in Israel and are committed to Israel. So they all in the same plan, bro. You can look it up for yourself.
Yep.
Like your man, DeSantis is down in, he got total support for Israel. You look at any government, any governor, any mayor, they all support Israel, man. Even the cat in South America, going through that whole riot shit and all this and protest, they claim he got anointed by Israel to be their savior down here in Brazil, man. And he's a freaking Christian. What the hell, man?
Yeah, because the Christian and evangelicals have already give support to Israel, which is very interesting. And then you got those who are from other religious organizations who are condemning Israel's attack. Now, here's the question. Who's funding these campaigns then? George Soros is definitely a Hungarian Jew. So we got that. And I don't even like to say Jew because I see people with the magic word. There's no letter J, everybody. So that's impossible for them to be calling themselves this magic name. That right there shows there's something going on. So when you say that the Khazar bankers, they automatically eyes open up. Uh-oh, Khazar bankers. These people know where we. You know why we say that? Because the biggest thing on TV right now for the evangelical is the Ukrainian Jews that are being killed over in Ukraine. And I said, look at this. I said, wait a minute. Got them all looking, you know, like Slavics. They Slavics. And then the thing about that is they are giving billions of taxpayers' money over there, y'all. Now, sister, somebody sent some information with Thread. They got robots. Did you see the drones? Did anybody who sent the link? The drones. The link that was on the Thread.
That might have been Thomas.
Thomas.
The drone.
The
drones that they got every.
Yeah, they fighting with Rock and Sock. They got the robots that you see in the movie.
Yeah, the drone robots. Yeah, they got that.
Brother Thomas said this thing, and you know what they said? We look for army men, but we want gamers. That was in the documents. They want gamers. They want people who can sit at a computer and kill from the screen, but it'll be real. See how they doing it? They playing 3D.
That movie came out, Gamers, with the military children, in game
right.
Where the children were gamers, and
they
were
want
killing
gamers.
People, aliens,
they want,
everything.
They want gamers, everybody. I want y'all to know they want gamers. And that's young.
Oh, yeah. One more thing about that T-Witch guy, man. They said he was heavy into crypto, and he got caught up, and that's why he killed himself. He went broke, man. That's what's going around on the internet. I don't know how true it is, man.
Well, that's a good concept because there's a lot of people who don't want to tell this, but yet thanks to the thread and many other news sources that y'all give out, said that, you know how many crypto trillion, billion, Gigerati's, they call themselves, the Gigerati crypto people, they have jumped off planes. They have jumped out of the most mysterious things, buildings. They have fallen to their deaths on numerous countries. Now, who stole them out of the building, I don't know, but just go look it up. They have been being killed off in serious, serious fashion. And it seems like the news don't want to talk about that because they want you to be into the crypto now because they're going there. The Fed coin is here. Matter of fact, 2023, that's what this program is about. You will see the rebirth of that Jesus story. Oh, man, when I laid this Jesus story out as a bank story, oh, my God. And also, I'm not playing the DeSantis thing until we get to the top of the hour. When y'all hear this DeSantis thing, it'll make chills go through your body. DeSantis, listen to the name, DeSantis. I'm only going to go there. We'll be right back. Two more minutes. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention. You can't afford free. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill. The pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be taken lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Because it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A pack of bucks. And lo and behold, one is funking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of beer.
Oh, the non-profit organization.
Tutmosis, he's on the line. Hit the number one button, brother. Hit that number one button for me if you're on there so I can find it. There's a lot of people on this line. I see it go up. Did it go up to the top? There you go, somewhere. I believe you're on. Now, those of you out there listening, this brother been with the thread, been on numerous shows, up at Sister Bev to you name it. He's been doing this for a long time as well. He's gonna break down this what I call the generation that's going to accept transhumanism. Just by y'all said earlier, got the phone in their hand all day long. Will kill you over that phone. Will take you to a new level if you take that phone away from them. Then you, as parents, this new generation, are using them now as babysitters. Pretty soon, the rich people will have a robot for them. And all you gave is this money to these people talking about, oh, we're going to defund the police, all took that money and went into technology. And the robots are coming. That's how it's going to happen. They're going to bring robots out. Just get 2023. You will start to see more robots. So those you got money want to invest in it, go right ahead. You better get the money now because it's coming. That's coming. And also, Neuralink is going to be brought to you in 2023 to be used on some of your dumb children that you have produced to become enlightened. Now, that's how they're going to make angels of light. This is all scripture. I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to wait till the next couple of weeks when we do the Christmas and the New Year special. You will see the Jesus story is about AI. Prepare yourself. Without further ado, prepare yourself for this, brother. Like I said, those of you who know him on the line, he don't have no problem. He out of the NYC. He do what he do. He makes what he makes happen by telling you the facts. He got me listening sometimes. I'll be cracking up, but he don't be playing with you. And no other way to do it. He going to lay it down for you today. So this is our special guest. We're going to give him 30 minutes to lay it down. And then we're going to take y'all questions across the country. And then we're going to show you the Holy Inquisition. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be nasty, y'all, but you got to accept it. Sometimes good medicine is nasty. But this brother here is about to give it to you hot, like I like it. Without further ado, my man, Brother Thomas Tutmose. What's up, my brother? Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate you joining us this morning. But you've been joining us for a long time anyway. You've been joining us for a long time anyway on the thread. So this the man, they be kicking it with. Y'all be talking about the thread? There's one of them right here. So, hey, man, lay it down. Like, looked at it. It's very interesting because it looked like that generation you're talking about is going to be that generation that could either make it or break it. But go ahead. It's on
they're
you
gonna,
now.
They're gonna be the ones to accept it all. Yes, sir. So I'm going to start off by saying, telling everyone good morning, good afternoon. You was just talking about how much time they're going to spend on the screen. Right now, Generation Alpha was born in 2010, so they're going to turn teenagers in 2023. During their first 11 years, they spent the average of 4 hours and 44 minutes behind a telephone screen. That's going to turn it to 7 hours and 7 hours and 22 minutes in their teenage years. So that means every 3 days, they spent a day behind a telephone screen. And it's going to get worse as they become adults. But I'm going to start with what's known as the silent generation. Generations are defined by technology and events. The silent generation were born in 1928 to 1945. Today they're in their late 70s to mid 90s. They know the post-war American dream, the Korean War, the space race, the moon landing, McCarthyism, Cold War, and bomb shelters. That's what defines them.
Mm-hmm.
After them came the baby boomers. They were born in 1946 to 1964. They're in their late 50s to late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
What defined them was the Vietnam War, the Vietnam War protests, Korea War, Watergate, Nixon resignation, Woodstock, JFK, MLK, Malcolm X, Robert Kennedy assassinations, and television was born in this era. After that came Generation X. That's the generation I'm in. We were born in 1965 to 1980. We're between our early 40s to late 50s. The fall of the Berlin Wall, the end of the Cold War, the heroin era, the crack era, the AIDS crisis, cable TV, music television, MTV, and things like that is what scooped us. Millennials came after us from, and you could also call millennials Generation Y. And they were born from 1981 to 1996. And as you notice, generations used to be 25 years, then it went to 20, now it's in the 15, because the technology is speeding things up so fast, which I'm going to show you later. Millennials are in their late 20s to early 40s. Millennials are important because they're the parents of Generation Alpha. These are their parents. And what scoped them was 9/11, Obama election, the Great Recession of 2008, the rising of the global internet. They are the internet generation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the time before the internet. They don't. I remember the time before 9/11 fell down. They don't. You understand? So they have a different mindset than me. Right. Generation Z followed them, and they're in their early teens to late 20s. They're coming into the workplace now, and what they're scoped by is global terrorism, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, Trump election, the Brexit, social media narratives, YouTube, digital content, the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. So they accept that. Generation Z is the social media generation. They don't remember time before social media. They were born into it. You understand? Mm. So they're generation, the millennials remember the time before social media, but these people don't. You know, Generation Z doesn't. So like I say, the technology is what really scopes it. Generation Alpha, that's where we're at now. Born in 2010. They're turning into teenagers now. They've been given the term screenagers due to the amount of time they spend on the screen. And the only defining event really in their life so far has been COVID-19. So that's how it's scoping them. So imagine their mindset when they, as they get older, accepting vaccinations is going to be nothing to them. You understand?
Right.
Like they accepting digital currency and things like that, that I tell people are coming. I don't care if you don't like it, it's coming. Because this generation is going to beg for it. You know, their parents' generation is building it, and it's for them. So during the COVID-19 pandemic, many Generation Alphas are having some of their first elementary and school and middle school experiences, not in school, via Zoom, at home, sitting in classrooms with masks on, social distancing from their classmates. So these kids are going to be very non-social. Social opportunities were low during the pandemic, and screens often served as a gateway for education, socialization, friendship, and family connection. The oldest generation Alphas are only 12, making them currently ineligible for currently eligible now for COVID-19 vaccines without asking their parents. Okay, Generation Alpha won't know a world without the blockchain or cryptocurrency. They were born in 2010. Bitcoin was created in 2009. Banking will be non-physical for them. All they need is an email, a text message, a smartphone. They won't walk around with photo IDs, secret info, passwords, initial deposits for bank accounts. Like, everything they're going to do is going to be out in the open. This is going to be the public generation. The private sector is going to be killed by this generation. Technology shapes and molds these kids' experiences, and as we see where the technology is going. So back to the baby boom, I mean, back to the silent generation, when they were born, the iconic vehicle was the Model T Ford. Their iconic toy was roller skates. You know, the record player was developed during their time on Earth. So that's what molded them. Baby boom is, by the time they came about, you had the Ford Mustang. You know, the drop top. You know, you had a frisbee.
Right. Convertible.
And the audio and the audio cassette was created during the baby boomer's lifetime. Generation X came. Now you're moving into a SS Chevy or an Impala.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
And the Rubik's Cube. The Rubik's Cube is the toy. The Walkman is now what everyone has on. Generation
Y. Correct.
Generation Y, by the time you get to them, the car of choice is the Toyota Prius. You know, the BMX bike is the toy, and the iPod is what they listen to music in. You know, by the time you get to Generation Z, now you got kids that their car of choice is the Tesla. A folding scooter is their toy of choice. And forget the iPod, now they got Spotify. So they can just put it on the, you know, in their ear. And then you get to Generation Alpha. What their car choice is going to be is autonomous vehicles. Okay, they're not going to drive. Their toy of choice is a fidget. You know, that little thing you hold between your thumb and your finger and it spins around. Right. That's what they play with. Doesn't do nothing, but, you know, and they like smart speakers. You know, Alexa, play my song. Okay, and Alexa just plays it. It's not a lot. It's nothing. So right. Everything is going from physical to non-physical, right? You went from physical cars that you own to non-physical cars that you're just going to share, right? Or autonomous cars. You went from toys that took, like, roller skates and bikes that and scooters that took some dexterity and some coordination to play with to mind toys like a Rubik's Cube, you know, figure out how to throw a Frisbee, to them just sitting there with a Frigid that just spins around and they think, don't take no skill. You know what I'm saying? And so their mind is going to be scoped different. The way that they're going to look at being a leader is through inspiring someone else, not through teaching someone or leading so that they want to inspire you. They're going to want to be a co-creator. They're never going to want to be the head person that's creating something.
Right.
Their learning style is going to be virtual. Forget about pencils and pens. Sharpening a pencil, your kids ain't going to know nothing about that. They're going to be influenced by chatbots, you know, not their peers, not no experts, you know. What the chatbot says is going to be the word of God. And how you're going to market to them, you know, is in real time through augmented reality, which, you know, we could do a whole show on that.
Exactly.
But once again, Generation Alpha are born weekly. 2,740,000 are born weekly. They're going to be 2.4 billion by the year 2030. So they're not going nowhere. It's going to just increase.
Hold on. How much by 2030?
2.4 billion of the Earth's population will be Generation Alpha.
Bro, that's some deep stuff you're saying, because this gave me a chill, because I'm saying that's all what the UN has been saying, 2030, such and such.
Yes.
So they like like molding these kids. It sounds like they're molding the children. From what sister you sent me about the Cabbage Patch, where that was going on, how they was molding these children from the very beginning into being able to be good citizens of the United Nations when this thing 2030 agenda comes. That's amazing, man. And you know, I'm a baby boomer. Let me ask you a question about that, because I'm a baby boomer. But yet we seem to transition into all the groups, and even to now where we at now, generation alpha. So basically, it's kind of like from what you said. What was yours again? I'm baby boomer.
I'm X.
Right. So we all like infused into that. Did we all infuse into X? So basically, like we like a chronicle. From the time that, because you're right, most people don't remember the Korean War. We was taught that. Most people don't remember Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We have people come. Most people don't remember none of these wars up until 9/11. You talk to this generation, they don't know what happened in 9/11. So you're absolutely right. They don't even know what happened pretty much. If you think about it, man, that's scary. They don't know what happened pretty much with most situations. They can't discuss none of that.
They don't remember the Gulf War.
Yeah, the Gulf War.
They don't remember the Gulf War. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't remember the Gulf War. So that's excellent info. Excellent. Explain to me now that you are seeing this happening, and you articulate it to the point where I'm like, dang, that's what exactly what my people is doing, the same thing. Do you see the kids becoming like a cyborg type of creep, this alpha being the real cyborg?
Nah, this is the alpha. Alpha is the beginning, right?
Yeah, it is the beginning. A beginning of what? That's
right.
What
so they're the seeds. their kids are going to be the cyborg. This is the seed. You understand?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So this is the people that they're going after. Mm-hmm. And I have a timeline here. Some of the technologies that came out to capture them since they were born. 2010, the iPad. Came in, right? In 2010, MySpace went out.
Yes.
Instagram came in 2010. Siri came in 2011.
Wow.
You know, the phone book, the yellow page street directory ended in 2011. So they never going to know nothing about that.
Never going to know
GeoPro.
Wow.
The GoPro cameras came out in 2012. You know, the most newspapers stopped printing in 2012. The 3D printer came out in 2013. And just like that, the MP3 player was an outgoing technology in 2013. That's the iPod. You don't do that anymore. You just, you know, go on Apple Music now. Google Glass came out 2014. In 2015, the Apple Watch. In 2016, the Tesla Firewall. In 2017, Fortnite. You know, the AirPods in 2019. 5G in 2020. Biometrics in 2021. Autonomous vehicles just started this year in 2022. You know, so quantum computer, the first one that's going to be commercially available for people to buy, is coming out in 2023. 2024, we're talking about aerial flight. You got VTOLs flying around a lot of cities in Asia, and especially in Dubai, where they're dropping people off on these VTOL cabs. So, like I said, as all these technologies came in, other technologies left, and they have a totally different mindset than the people that came before them. Because technologies used to last for a long time. A cassette tape lasted 50, 60 years. The MP3 player lasted 20 years. It's gone. You know, so.
Wow.
20
years.
The year 2010.
Wow.
The year 2010 saw Generation Alpha come to life, replacing Generation Z. Growing up in a digital environment with all the knowledge just a click away will not only affect their experiences, but also define the way they interact with their peers. Generation Alpha includes those born from 2010 onward who have therefore grown up in a fully digital world. In fact, their appearance coincides with their launch of the first iPad by Apple. It confirms the scientific nomenclature of the Greek alphabet instead of the Latin alphabet. And there was no point of going back to A after the first generation born into a fully 21st century mindset. Therefore, they started something new, not to return to the old. Members of Generation Alpha rely on technology that helped them discover the world. As a result, they're not dependent on physical contact with their peers like previous generations. They have mobile devices, smartphones, tablets they are already using in school to interact with each other. They don't interact with another person. In fact, a study from Ofcom, a UK government agency, the number of children owning one of these devices is steadily growing amongst younger children, in particular with tablets, as early as 2 years old. Okay, so 2 years old, you get your birthday present, and it's an iPad. They deal with virtual assistants, data processor algorithm that makes their experiences increasingly personalized to their new interfaces and other forms of communication like Alexa and Siri. Those are virtual assistants. I don't use that stuff. They use toys and accessories with artificial intelligence, as seen as cute and reliable, increasing their conception of technology can form how they look at their childhood. So if you're dealing with toys that now, you know, they are pre-programmed, you got to feed me in 4 hours, you know, you got, you know, the dolls now are in your phone, you know, you got to feed the baby every 4 hours. They send you a little text message, it's time to feed the baby, you know, and that's how they interact with this stuff, all through virtual reality. And once again, autonomous vehicles, which will, I don't think people know how big that's going to be, how many jobs. 40% of the jobs in the United States are done by vehicle, either trucking, your ambulance driver, you're doing bus driver, you're doing something in a car, delivery person. And autonomous vehicles is going to destroy this whole economy for that reason.
Right. Elon Musk and them are building this, y'all. Investors are technocrat investors are just go look it up if you think he's making this up. You'll see that they projected that most of these jobs will be obsolete by 2030. Go ahead.
Yeah, but returning to the Wired Consulting study, it points out the following. as it relates to the relationship between technology and Generation Alpha. These developments in technology literacy and digital intelligence, along with the reduction of digital divide, the impact on privacy as a consequence of the increased data collection, the improvement in personalization of technology experiences, the conversation of voice into interface that will revival screens and increase the emotional intelligence of the devices. So this is back to the metaverse. I did a show on the metaverse explaining that it's there to figure out what to do with all the metadata that was collected all these years. The phones collected all types of data that they were able to use to market to us, but it also collected data that they like, what do we do with this data? We got all this data stored. We don't know what to do with it. We need to go deeper into this person to figure out how to use this data. So they hook you up to the metaverse. Now you're giving them more in-depth, ways to collect more information from you so they could take that meta data and convert it into something that's tangible. So these kids are going to be all for that. And they're going to make these devices emotionally intelligent, not just smart. You know, they're not going to be a smartphone. It's going to be an emotional intelligent phone.
Right.
Because of these technologies, Generation Alpha will suffer from hyper-connected, which means they're going to be permanently connected to a technology. Once you take them away from that, they're going to become very, very angry. They're going to become very violent. Like you see, you take the phone away, you shoot your mother in the head. You saw another kid, the mother took the phone. He must have took a sledgehammer and broke every inch of her apart. I mean, from the toilets to the countertop, that's that hyper-connected. Their independence when it comes to making decisions, making their own, managing their digital identities, their behavior will become very independent. They don't want no help. They're not going to be dependent on anybody, just their
right.
phone. You understand?
Just their phone. Check that out.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Visuals, video will be the preferred format. In addition, video games will boost their visual skills, improving their hand-eye coordination and ability to switch easily between tasks. So that might be a plus, but what I've always been told is you keep looking at a screen, it's going to kill your eyes, right? You get away from
yeah.
that television. Don't stay that close to that, so
right.
They're going to be technological, being hyper-connected, they also become experts at how to use new technologies with facilities, which facilitates their digital learning and opens a wide range of possibilities. Back to what we're saying, they're going to accept everything. They're going to reject none of this stuff. It's just another technology to them. It's just another
right.
button to click. They're not going to look at the ramifications or the immorality of it. And they're going to be much more diverse, not only refers to demographics such as ethnicity and gender, but also their tastes, lifestyles, and points. So instead of being black and white, being what separates people or your race or your nationality, what's going to separate them is the principal things they stand on. If you're not
wow.
with that, you're not with them.
Right.
Don't matter, as long as y'all think the same. Those are the people they're going to be cool with. The problems with Generation Alpha is children born at a time when technology and technological devices are getting smarter. Everything is connected. The physical and the digital world are coming together. As they grow up, new technologies will become part of their lives, their experiences, their attitudes, their expectations of the world. Some neuroscientists and psychologists point out that they will have many positive consequences, but also negative ones that are not necessarily going to be able to be fixed by any science. Reduced attention span and concentration. As they use more of these devices and are more inclined to looking at screens, their attention span divides. And what shows that is you can't get a kid to watch a video more than 10 minutes long. right? Mm. Less time for socialization. Spending more time online every day gives them
right.
less time to spend with actual real people, including their own family, including their parents, who are millennials and already have a screen in front of their face, right?
Correct.
Less development of creativity and imagination. With artificial intelligence doing everything for you, you're never using your own mind. You're not using your own creativity. You're not going outside and playing and making up a game with your friends anymore. Everything is
right.
in front of you.
You remember that?
Rules.
Oh, my God. Thank
yeah,
you.
Right? Reduced ability
wow.
to achieve happiness. This is going to be called the medicated generation. All these kids are going to be on psych drugs. And add to this, we also legalizing marijuana at the same time, right? They won't work for a company that doesn't align with their values. Gen Alpha is being raised in a world with major society issues that need to be solved and addressed. As they get bigger, they will be more activists. This is the activist generation. They'll be pushing companies to have the morals and values that they have, or they won't work there. They won't care about privacy at work. Gen Alpha will most likely not care about privacy. On the other hand, they'll give their data over willingly if it makes
right.
their experience online better.
If it makes
they'll
wow,
be working.
If it makes their experience online better. That right there is an understatement. Wow. Go ahead.
They'll be working longer because of new technologies in medicine. Kids are going to live a lot longer than us. As you see, they're going to be able to fix some of their DNA strands. As these technologies get more and more, they're going to work longer. So these kids are going to, have a longer span of life. They will embrace a diverse workplace. And like I said, as long as they're not going to care about race as much, as long as people have the same values and core beliefs as them,
right.
which is more dangerous. This is cancel culture being embedded in these kids from the start. You're
from
just
the
not
going
to like someone because they don't agree with you, right?
Right.
They choose
right.
technology over human connection. They'll have more advanced technology at a younger age. They'll have access to more information faster. They'll have more resources. The people of any generation before them, with Alexa and Siri, as well as chatbots and other people that's like themselves, they're going to be super connected. I did a show called Tethering, the tethering of people. This is it. They're going to be tethered together, but through their phone. You know what I'm saying? Not in person.
Yeah, they're doing it now. Right. They will
get
together. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're doing it now with them phones. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to need extensive mental health support. I already said that earlier. And they're going to start their careers earlier with the access to information coming so fast. College, they're going to have skills that they learned on their own digitally that college can't teach them, that companies are going to be willing to pay someone to do. So they're going to start work much younger.
So you see a restructure of college, basically, because if you could digitize their brain, they would be able to learn and comprehend at a faster scale. So college might be obsolete within the next 15 to 20 years unless college is going to be hooked to the
high schools already.
Yeah, it could be the metaverse. College could be the metaverse.
In my notes here, that was my next thing. Industries right. Generation Alpha will ruin. These things are going to become obsolete in their lifetime. The United States Postal Service. These kids don't know how to send letters. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never sent a letter with email, text messaging, social media, the metaverse. It's
right.
over for the USPS. College.
Yeah.
College for what? There will be
a man, what you
jobless.
Hold on. Let him finish. Yeah, I'm going to let him finish. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Wes, hold tight. Let him finish his thing because I gave him a certain amount of minutes, and then we're going to ask questions. Go ahead. Hold tight. Just hold that question, though. Go ahead, brother. Finish.
Yeah. Peace to Wes. We're going to be in a fairly jobless society by 2030. By the time they enter the workforce, like right now, they're going to be 13. By 2030, they're going to be 20. They're about to enter the workforce. How many jobs are going to be left? Like you said earlier, robots.
Right. Yeah.
Flipping burgers. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're going from dental robots to burger robots. So it don't matter if you got a good job or a bad job. They taking it.
They taking it.
Marriage.
Yeah.
Marriage, the institution of marriage will be at an end with Generation Alpha. Social media and soon virtual reality relationships will replace the traditional marriages, as well as the acceptance of LGBT, gender confusion, and transhumanism. Personal property. You will own nothing and be happy. Isn't that what they've been telling us? That
yes. We'll own nothing and be happy. Go right here. Mm-hmm.
With collective ownership, technologies like Uber and Lyft and Citibike and Revel scooters and Airbnb, it's just a sharing economy. You're not going to own it, though. You're just going to share it with everyone else. And they've grown up in a world where all they've known is Uber, Lyft, Airbnb. You know, they don't know nothing about the Marriott. You know what I'm saying? Privatized Wi-Fi. They're going to exchange that for universal Wi-Fi because you got to be tethered together to be on the metaverse. You want to see what everyone else is doing. So,
everybody,
you know, you don't want your privacy.
Right. You don't want the privacy. Right.
Mm-hmm. Both nightclubs and comedy clubs. I mean, you got virtual parties, private party rooms in the metaverse, mixed reality parties with the HoloLens. I mean, who's going to a real club anymore?
Right.
And we already know comedy is killed because you can't even make jokes without offending anyone.
Right.
And,
comedy.
Gym.
The gym. What about
the treadmills and stuff?
What about them?
Huh?
What about?
They're going to be also obsolete. Cyber personal trainers will replace the traditional gym. You're going
to
look through your Zoom, your Skype, you know, through your PlayStation, your Xbox, and have a virtual trainer come on and teach you. Hold on here. I'm sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
Stuck here.
No, do your thing. Do your thing. We got you. Those of you, we got you on the line. Many of you, we have you on the line soon. We'll bring you on for conversation. So those of you, get ready. We'll have you come in so you can ask questions.
Wanted to say, it's nothing new, though. We did the same thing, our generation.
Right. We all
killed,
did the same thing.
We killed industries. Where's the mom and pop shops, the five and dime stores, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The typewriter industry, we made that obsolete by the 80s. The cassette tape industry, we made that obsolete by the 90s.
CD.
Slide
rule, I
don't know if you...
I remember Slide Rule. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
that,
yes.
That's a huge industry that we made obsolete by the 70s, you know. Automats. I don't know if y'all remember Automats. With the food in it and you slide the thing in, you get a hot plate, whatever. We made that obsolete by the 60s.
That's obsolete.
Diners. The first diner dates back to 1872. In 1950s, it was 6,000 diners across the U.S. There's about 600 diners left in the United States.
That's going
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's
half of them in Jersey.
Home cooking. The invention of the household microwave and pre-cooked food. Now the air fryer. No one cooks at home anymore. That's something of the past. And that's something that technology made obsolete.
Ordering food, having food delivered to you now. Not going to the grocery store. Just goes straight to
Yeah. And letting other people pick your food for you and bring the groceries to you, which I don't get, but you know that too. So that we could open the lines now. That was I didn't want to give a dystopian analogy.
No,
I just wanted to give people
the facts. The word dystopia is not something that you made up. It's just something that what you're describing is something that seems to be thought about. Now, before I take any calls, I'd like to make sure all the dialogue that we talked about, y'all be like, oh, they just talking. No. I got a clip that solidifies this. This man was in Berkeley, California at the time. I'm born in 1962, so that means the baby boom. I'm a baby boomer, not knowing what I'm coming into. But they did an event in Berkeley, and I couldn't believe what this man said, so I always kept this. Now, this is about what this brother said. He said, we all into the technology, science. You've been hearing the thing about we got to trust the science. You've been hearing that for how long? Trust the science, trust the science. But let me let you know what science has talked about in 1964. While everybody was doing the civil rights thing, these people were getting together in Berkeley, California, having a seminar on how they was going to control people in the future. Listen carefully. I'll take callers. And you stay with us, Brother Tuttmose. You're going to answer some of these callers. But here it is, the future of what scientific technology is preparing for in 1964.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. And the result would be that, I mean, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
So in 1962, everybody, I'm born in 1962, had no idea this guy was giving a speech at all in California about how they're going to use science to make people be happy about their servitude. Y'all think about that. This is all going on during the time of the civil rights movement. So the guy in Berkeley, and he's very well known. This Alex Huxley is very well known about this book. So, Brother West, go ahead. Ask your question, and we're going to start taking questions across.
Yeah. Right on, Brother T, man. I love you, young folk, man. I love you, man. I mean, you got some different opinions, but every once in a while, but the fact.
That was awesome. That
clip
that was awesome.
You played is called the Stockholm Syndrome, man. That's mm-hmm. the Stockholm Syndrome where you enjoy what the hell the press of the cage they got you in, and you want to be like
right.
them. But my question to you, my brother, about this whole, I know in the, right now the rich folks, they can choose what kind of baby they're going to have, a male or female. That, we know that technology exists. But what get me is how they done mind control these mostly young folks with this non-binary shit. If you born a boy, you want to be a girl, and vice versa, man. A girl want to be a boy. What the hell you see about that in the future, man? I know everything will be virtual, man, but that is pissing me off right now, man. I get tired of that shit, but I'm going to go ahead and explain what you know.
Go ahead, bro. It's on you.
Yeah, man. I try not to think about that, but, yeah. Now, when you get into these virtual spaces, right, you create your avatar, which is the person you want people to see you as. Well, just same way on, you can put a picture on your, you know, I guess on your Facebook or whatever, but in this one, it's not going to be you. You're going to create it. So you're going to see guys in the metaverse as they're men in real world, but they're females in the metaverse. You understand?
Right.
You're going
right.
to see vice versa.
Vice
so they're going to already be in a mindset where they're living their life the way they want to in the metaverse, but it doesn't transpire into the real world in the same way, because they're not going to have the same effects, right? Because a dude who puts on a wig and a dress, guys ain't going to want to be with you. You a dude, bro. You know what I'm saying? But in the metaverse, you can put on a wig and dress and actually have a person who thinks they're engaging with a female engage with you, and you're going to start to eventually see these kids and adults as they get older, and as the graphics in the metaverse get more realistic, they're not going to be able to tell the difference between the real world and the virtual world. It's all
right.
going to overlap each other, right?
Right.
And especially as they start taking these psychotic drugs, because the psychological ramifications from being born in this generation where you're looking at a screen 7 hours a day, you understand? So, yeah, it's going to be so accepted by this generation. No pushback on it. No one's going to think nothing about having a third bathroom or seeing a guy go into the woman's room dressed like. It'll be totally normal for them. They're not going to have any pushback against
them. No pushback.
And that's scary.
And that means that the parents who are the precursor of them have to be affiliated to doing it. Let me get some more calls. 1-877. Thank you for holding so long. 1-877. 1-877. Go ahead. Georgia. 1-877.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. I had to get my phone off of mute. Thank you so much for the guest who came on to explain the AI ramifications. I was looking at the show that we originally started talking about the COVID, and I see, and I read an article and I sent it over to Drive Along not too long ago, but the mark of the 666, we usually think of that as from the Bible as literal, like you see the number 666 and then we're going to know that is the definition of the mark of the beast connected with the devil and ending in humanity. So my thing is I started thinking like, okay, the COVID shot, there has been, I think, 12.6 billion shots throughout the world, and I think maybe 630 million shots here in the United States. And I believe the reason why the COVID is coming back is because it did not accomplish the goal that it intended to do. So they had to doctor up the COVID-19 shot to eliminate people. And that's the mark of the beast. And then AI is also the mark of the beast, especially the video that Dry Bones just played for us. AI can eliminate jobs, interaction with human and people, like the COVID-19 did. They wanted you to stay 6 feet apart. They don't want you to talk to people unless it's on Zoom. And I see the AI as being also the mark of the beast, because once we cannot procreate and women are not having babies anymore, because that's what the transgender movement is all about. If you believe that they have not manifested a way to create a baby, even though they take the babies from the abortions and they create these human robots, they have not been able to, to succeed in having a man have a baby. and they can dictate that. So because they cannot dictate that, they want to eliminate humanity. And I believe that if we continue to, like when you go get a parking ticket, the robot has to tell you to take the damn ticket as if you didn't know that. But they want us to get used to doing the Ubers, get used to doing things that, so what is our, what is the ramifications? What should we do about the AI? Should we just stand by as sheep, as they say in the Bible, or should we try to combat and not go along with the COVID shots and the AI?
So, now he's naming a group. Now, I'm going to explain that, but I'm going to say he's naming the group that will be initiated as the progenitors of this AI, which 2030 and the Alpha. Gen Alpha. If that's the case, then I mean, some of these people that are going to accept it are in our houses as well. So you have to look at our kids going to worship this, or their kids, because of how if you see them reacting to the point where they're violent when you take the phone away, wanting to fight their mother or fathers or whoever for the phone, that means that child is already being prepped for this. So. Yeah, good question. Go ahead, brother. Let you go jump on that, but you're right. It is happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not for us. This technology isn't for Generation X. It's not for the baby boomers. It's not for us. It's for this group of kids. The whole thing is called the Great Reset. The reset and everything. 2030.
Right.
This group of kids will be the leaders. They'll be 1920, they'll be in the position where they're going to be the next generation of world leaders. They're going to be the next the people. This is the alpha generation. This is they're going to push all this stuff through when they get into Congress. They're not going to say no to none of this. It's not for us. They're giving us a little brief period to die off before this happens, you understand?
So they're doing a purge. They're purging off a certain group, a population like the Georgia Guidestones to create this next generation. That makes sense.
Exactly, because now what's going to start happening is Generation Y is going to start having babies. That's my kids. Their kids
right.
aren't going to be Generation Alpha. They're going to be Generation Beta.
Yeah.
It's a big difference between a Beta and an Alpha. Beta is just going to follow the Alpha.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So this is the seed generation. This is it right here. That's why it's so important. That's why
hold on, we got some more callers.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me get some more calls. Hold on, somebody make
gas station. Three items.
Okay, they at the gas station. Let me go.
Okay, so there's no stopping. So you're saying there's no stopping this? It's going to happen regardless. There's no way for it to interfere?
Go ahead. That's a good question.
Hey,
hold on. Let me answer the question. Go ahead.
You could stop yourself from using it, but as far as as we know, this is going to be industries. This is going
right.
to be big business. They invested trillions into this. This isn't something
right.
that we can't stop police brutality. We definitely
right.
not going to be able to stop this. I've been
right.
trying on my shows to get people to understand it so we can take advantage of it and be in a better position once it takes place so we
right.
won't be lost like we were
right.
when
okay.
it switched from the last time, you know?
Yeah. All right. Let me get some more calls. Let me go to 1-3.
I just
want to
say one thing, Mom. Hey, if a baby born today, it'd be the Z generation for the Z. That's the last damn humanoid. Okay, the next one after Z. Gonna be the damn real cyborgs, okay? A baby born right now is in the Z generation.
That's what he said. He said after that it'd be cyborgs. Go to 1300.
Designer baby.
Yeah, designer baby. 1300. You on the air? 1300.
What's going on, bro? What's going on?
What's up? Appreciate you, man.
I was supposed to get with you, bro. I was supposed to get with you, man. I was just down there for the state championships, bro.
Man. All right, we'll talk when we get back. But I get back.
Hey,
Man,
it's all about that money game. I want to ask my brother because my brother was definitely dropping some jewels just now. That was an excellent, excellent lecture, bro. But do you think that AI, you know, the array of things, social credit scores, and the money game when it comes to the crypto, because you know, Dry Bones, I was telling some of the brothers on the Dry Bones Network about the cryptocurrency and how it's not attached to anything tangible. And I knew this whole Bankman thing, Friedman, whatever his guy name is, all of those cryptos are going to eventually not play out and pan out. But for the simple fact, they don't have any tangible resources. So when it comes to the resources, I'm asking the brother, do you think that, you know, a lack of resources around the world, especially with the war and the Ukraine war and the natural gas and the energy crisis, how can this AI technology sustain itself when we're in an energy crisis and we're also in a healthcare warfare and financial warfare and all of that? How does that play?
Interesting question.
We're not
in a real energy crisis. This is called the Great Reset. They're moving away from fossil fuels into a green energy. This is all about technology. So the Bitcoin, how do you make Bitcoin? You got to mine it. How are you mining it? You're absorbing energy, electricity. It costs you like almost $20,000 to mine one Bitcoin. You understand? That's how much energy your bill, electric bill, is going to go up. If you're mining, you're going to have to put all these computers together and suck up energy. That's why it has such a value. The energy is going green. They're killing fossil fuels. They've been at war with the countries that produce oil for the last 40, 50 years. They're dead in that industry. They're coming with electric cars, electric houses, an electric grid. Why? Because they could control that, right? Back to your social credit. With an electric system, if you're saying something they don't like, they could just cut you off and leave everybody else on. You see what I'm saying? So this
cut
is all about control. All you're seeing with them playing out these wars, Putin's trying to hold on. Russia don't have technology, but they got oil. Saudi Arabia don't got technology, but they got oil. They saying, wait a minute, what about us? How are you and China and everybody else moving forward, and we're going to be stuck with nothing, you know? So you saw the Middle East over the last 40, 50 years build their countries up into big resorts. So that's going to supplement the oil revenue they're going to lose. I mean, this has been planned for years. This isn't something that's just happening.
Right. And I'm not trying to cut my brother off, but I know what you said, $20,000. And you got the BRICS nation now. They're literally de-dollarizing. You know what that means?
Yeah. They're destabilizing the dollar.
Right, so how do you, once they de-dollarize, how do you mine your Bitcoin for the $20,000? I mean, what's going to be the
The U.S. is creating something called a central bank digital currency.
FedCoin.
They're coming with their own coin.
That's still the Federal Reserve note. That's still a Federal Reserve.
Right now, if you listen to both of y'all statements, he said earlier and I said earlier, I don't think the only way you're going to get off is you're going to be cut off. And if you cut off, that's going to make you poor. For everybody who don't understand what we're talking about, if you get cut off,
see what happened to BitChute, they had their money in their accounts frozen.
So look what they did with somebody die, you try to get money from them. They do that thing. They stopped all the workers in Canada. They took their accounts that was going to them truck drivers. They took their accounts. Now he's been saying 2030. We're about to be almost at the top of the hour. Stay with me. I got more calls. We ain't taking off. But at the top of that, the man been saying 2030. Y'all been saying 2030. I don't think all y'all remember what 2030 gonna mean. That's only a little bit of, you know, if I could live to 2030. I'll just be 70. But right now, this is what they're going to do. Ain't no doubt about it. The UN have already put the charter in. That's why that Wakanda movie, if you understand the Black Panther movie, everybody, they gave all the technology to the UN. Then the second movie, when Nemo came, that's pirate law coming on land.
And that movie came out 11/11.
11/11. Here we go. 2030, man, I'm saying it. Want to validate what you say, bro. Thank you, brother. Something more. Validation is what we do on this program. So we might say, oh, yeah, these niggas is getting dark and shit. No, no, we ain't like that. We might be talking, but it ain't shit. It's the facts.
I'm Rosa Corey, and I'm from the United States, California. And my topic, what I speak about, is one of the most vitally important issues of our age, and that is the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And as I'll be talking about tomorrow, it is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that, well, sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into city centers, concentrated city centers, and clearing them out of the rural areas. So I became, I found out about it in a very unusual way, actually, because I spent my career as a legal witness, as an expert witness for the California Department of Transportation. I'm an expert in land use and land valuation.
Now to show she ain't lying, she just said, Brother just Tutmo said earlier, he said it's a reset. They want to know everything about every one of us on this line. Every one of us out of this line, and every one of your family members, every one of your relatives, they got a dossier on everybody. We didn't ask for this. This is what they're going to do. Now, they don't put this in effect already. It's already done. So for us to ask these questions now, it's done. You don't see you in the Great Reset right now? The man just told you, I've been telling you, y'all been telling me, brother, you know you've been saying this for a long time, especially up there in Lakeland. Hey, people don't realize your money is useless. It's pretty much worthless.
And look what happened with the guns now. Now with the credit card companies, now if you try to purchase a gun, your credit card, you get denied.
Yeah.
It's already in place.
Already in place in certain states, it's even accelerated. So this is what's happening.
Now, I work at the stock exchange.
Go ahead.
Right? And I work for the Intercontinental Exchange. They own the New York Stock Exchange, Hong Kong Stock Exchange, a bunch of stuff. So they have this compliance factor they have to go through. And all other companies that do business, Fortune 500, it's called ESG, Environmental Services and Governance. Environmental, social, and governance. They have to hire the big four accounting firms, which is Deloitte, Pricewaterhouse,
Deloitte,
PPMG, Ernst Young, and they have to hire them to come and set up this, consult them on how they can meet the standard of ESG. So this is ESG is essentially social credit for corporations, not the personal social credit system. That's going to play out like how it plays out for Kanye. You're just going to get canceled. You understand? Your bank account canceled. He can't. Everybody suing him. I mean, that's how it's going to play out.
Wendy Williams. It happened for Wendy Williams, too. She couldn't get
Wendy
her
Williams.
Money. That's right.
R. Kelly, right?
Couldn't get their money.
Bill Cosby. All got
couldn't
canceled.
Get his, all got canceled.
All got canceled, right? So That's how it's going to play out, because we're not going to have a social credit system like China, because we're not a socialist country. These people want to make money. They're capitalists, so they're going to make money off all this. So what you call this is surveillance capitalism. It's a book called Surveillance Capitalism.
That's right. We did
it. To get it.
We did a program. We did a program on that. Yes.
So this is where we're heading. And it's no, you could fight it. I mean, you could try to fight it. This is what the United States government, UK, France, Germany,
5% of the population lives in large cities. The goal is to move everyone out of the...
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's everywhere. It's not just us.
Okay, now, hold on. The goal is to move everybody out. I want y'all to know in South Florida, if you have not been on our transit system, everybody is being clumped closer to the transit system. All your groceries is underneath the rail, underneath your apartment buildings now. They are going toward that same thing they said, bringing you out of rural areas. They can't go no further in Miami because you end up in the Everglades. But those of you in rural areas like Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, they're going to get you out of there. And guess how they're going to do it? They're going to buy it up because you let Bill Gates almost buy up half of America without even saying nothing. So let's get ready. Now, I got this for everybody. I'm going to take a call. I got you, 7696.
Hey, bro, can I say something real quick?
Yeah,
I was waiting for y'all to catch up, man. Y'all want to get rich? I just sold the Tubmoats, and I told y'all I got the real Nikola Tesla blueprint for getting real electricity from the sun. So I'm going to send it to you, Tubmoats, and Ramon, and the rest of the family. We can do this. Y'all want to get this real money? I'm talking to everybody on the line now. I'm finna share it with y'all. We put
send
this
to
together,
us.
Me and Marone and Tutmos.
Send
the
it
ones
to
that
us.
Got the engineer in mind, Tutmos and Ramon. Okay, we y'all, we finna come up. If y'all ready, man. Y'all ready to get to the next level? Well, y'all ain't got to worry about bait, and it's going to be we running this shit. When y'all get ready, hey, I'm ready.
All right. So that's, hey, he going to send it to us. Sister, make a comment before I put this on Ron DeSantis, so y'all know what we're getting ready for too here in South Florida. Go ahead. What you want to say, Sister?
I want to say resurrection to brother that let y'all know about what's really going on and where
that's
we
brother
had
Thomas,
to.
Brother Thomas Tutmos.
Brother Thomas. Yes, sir. Yes, respect. And not only that, I just want you to know the UN consists of everyone. They all have technology. Sophia is a nationalist. She done been to Mecca and to Dubai.
Dubai,
so remember,
right.
Dubai is made out of what? Technology. They all had this for a long time. This technology is nothing new. This was geared up before they decided to put the plan book together. When this technology came here, it was an entity. It's an entity, okay? A living entity.
The entity.
That has a body now that is conducting all of this. This is what's conducting all it is to become. She wants all humans, and she's a she. All
right. That's the point. She's a she, and became a citizen of an Islamic country.
And if she does not get what she wants, then you die. You can't fear.
Hold on.
And I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
To everybody.
Yeah. We got you. Let me
that
get because we got to get no one's going to dispute what you just said. Let's get this point so I can get this out the way. Everybody listen up. Again, don't want to answer the question. That's why they're able to do this, because there is no rebuttal to some of these things that are happening. She just said she's a citizen. She's a nationalist. She's talking about killing off humans right before our very eyes. She's been on these talk shows. She's been on these major technical TEDs. She's been on everything. And yet, she's not on none of the major news networks saying it's because they are being paid for. It's like Kennedy did. Kennedy gave me, like I say, I've loved it. The dead is part of life too. And because of the dead warned us, you don't listen to your warning from the dead. Who fault is it really? Just like Brother West said, he asked the question. He said, I said, you're real here, right? I said, what you do? He said, we went against the laws. That's right there. Right there should tell you. So you stop blaming. That should stop you from blaming anybody.
Hey, R. Kelly's in jail, but guess what? His music is still on Amazon and iTunes.
Yeah,
so they
funny.
Still making money off his ass.
Still making money. They don't care about him being in jail. Now, this is where it gets deep. Ron DeSantis, South Florida, governor, saying all these things, sounding like a Trumper, but yet his finances and his notoriety, how he rocketed to the top so quickly, unheard of, never been seen before. And yet, just to be probably the first time you ever hear this from all shows, but it's not the first time it's been out. Check this one out.
Tell us what you found out with your researchers and the miners about the dirt on Ron DeSantis.
We were looking through just what's out there on the internet, and we ran across a reference to him being a member of this St. Elmo Hall Secret Society. And we discovered that we didn't find it on Wikipedia, that his name was not on there. So some of our people started looking at the Wayback Machine, archive.org, and discovered that over the last 2 years, he had been listed as a member of St. Elmo Hall. But then, wouldn't you know it, just 3 days ago, his name disappeared from that list. So the current Wikipedia will not have, if you type St. Elmo Hall, you will not find it.
That's unbelievable. Oh, excuse me. How many times has that happened in your research that after you did an article, within days, the Wikipedia changed to hide the most famous?
Well, in this case, it happened while the research was being done, before we had said anything about it. So that obviously is red meat to a dog to honest researchers. And so we started asking what the St. Elmo Hall is. We'd never heard of it. And it's associated with a fraternity by the symbol of Delta Phi. It started in 1889, and it was sort of this subsidiary version of the Delta Phi fraternity, which started in like 1830s. And it was specifically formed to create an association with the Knights of Malta. Before we ever studied the Knights of Malta, I wouldn't have thought anything about that. But now that we have the data and have the research, we realized, oh my gosh, do we have a tiger by the tail here? Because now we've gone into the research at AFI and pulled out all the documents and realized that 1889 was a seminal year in the New World Order creation of the new British Empire. And by that, I mean there were a number of things happening right then in 1889. They were all related to the Rothschild and Cecil Rhodes, who was a business partner of Lord Walter Rothschild. And in that same year, they assisted Queen Victoria in starting something called the Knights of Malta English Priory, which essentially created a new secret society that would not be controlled by the Pope, but would be controlled by the Queen. Andrew Carnegie was likely an early knight of the Knights of Malta, just like John Roberts, our Chief Justice, is today. Oh, in that same year, the Queen, by charter, started the British South Africa Company. Now, this is huge because we can see that the British South Africa Company was the first corporate player in the New World Order that would be run by corporations and not governments. They put Cecil Rhodes in charge of it. They made him a privy councillor a few years later. In 1889, Lord Rosebery was a part of that, and he had inherited the N.M. Rothschild fortune. Baron Henry de Worms, Lord Pembright, was the Minister of Trade at that time. He actually, in 1889, became a privy councillor, and just go on. And wouldn't you see this, that this St. Elmo Hall was created immediately at the same time that all this was happening? Because we now know that Yale, Columbia, and Harvard were thick as thieves with Oxford and Cambridge. And so besides going to Yale, DeSantis then went to Harvard. So he got well-schooled in this Anglo-American-British alliance that he then has continued to carry on to this day. He went from there, he went into the Navy, worked with the Advocate General in the Navy. In other words, he's never been anything but an attorney, so he has no real life experience. He then became a congressman, and then he became governor. It all happened too quick. I think they screwed the pooch on his story because it's so obvious that it happened too quick that it shows that he is a kept man. And then when we discover today that his sister worked for KPMG in the shady covered accounts section of KPMG, named after a pilgrim by the name of Paul Volcker, we then see a more complete picture that it's quite likely that she was taken out probably to let DeSantis know who was pulling his chain.
Taken out. You know who Paul Volcker is, everybody. Do y'all know who Paul Volcker is? Somebody better talk to me now. 7696, welcome to the Helios. We ain't playing with you today.
Yeah, he was over the Federal Reserve.
There you go. Thank you, man. Thank you. 7696. Told you we ain't
playing. Hey, Dry Bones.
What's up, my brother?
How everybody doing?
St. Louis, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good show. Good show today. Y'all hitting everywhere. But I had one to comment like on the certain generations, like from the 30s, like that's like right up under me, 30 or whatever. I don't know the numbers. You know, I forgot right off. But that's the generation who accepting like everything. They accept like everything because our generations and the generation before us, like our parents, we kind of like set it out real smooth for them. So they can be this person that we want society to look at. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they trying to create, but it's basically moved them out the house. It's basically moved the kid to the front, like to the show, like put them right directly in the show. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we seeing. We seeing the acceptance of that generation because they accept whatever's to offer because everything was brung in the house at the time. Like when I was growing up in certain households, it was a lot of stuff going on. Like it was the gay stuff been going on. You know, certain households you knew in your neighborhood what was going on and where to go and you know how to manage. But then at first. It was laid back like that at first, but then they had just opened everything up. They turned everything up. I guess with the cable television, you know, 24-hour news, you know, the internet, you know, and that's the results of what we seen. Like I had got my accepted, you know, I got people in my family that's gay that I didn't even fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest, but I got over it. Because I got over it after a while, you know what I'm saying? I had got over it through the youngsters because I used to, I'm going through the hood or whatever.
Through the young people, right.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of the youngsters that I actually, you know, care about. And I'm like, you know, I had to pull them to the side. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And how you doing? You know what I'm saying? They was like, that's our friend, like even with the gay people. They accept them more. Like I know some hardcore thugs. Like they friends be gay. Like and they accept them. They like the gay dude out there with the guns and you know what I'm saying. The dyke girl they out there with the guns and the drugs and everything else, just like everybody else. And when I was coming up, you didn't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They was there
like
though.
Now.
Like you said, they
was
there.
But
yeah, in church. They was in church. playing the music.
But now it's more out there. Like, don't nobody care about church no more. These kids ain't go to church. Probably about 20-30% of them went to church because church is like obsolete. Because we even had an option when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying, with the church thing, you know. You got a choice if you want to go or you don't. But, you know, it got to the point where you ain't have to go no more. You know what I'm saying? And it switched all the way up. And that's where the acceptance with the technology because, like my kids, them, and, you know, like people a little older than me, their children got the internet and the tablet right off the bat. And we was saying, like, hold on, don't be giving them that. But then it got to the point in their house, that's all they gave them.
That's all they gave.
That's what, that's what
we facilitate.
That's what got the, we facilitate. Everything would go on, and that's how we accepting it, because we go along and get along, because we need to go to work. We never established nothing. We never established that perpetual way to make money to where we don't have to, so we don't have to play into all them games, or we can give ourselves a chance to get ourselves a hold of that or whatever the new technology is. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being an innovator, we should have been an innovator with the technology, but we accept it. We don't have nothing to do with it. We just accept.
Well, you know,
it.
A lot of young people are into the technology. I see it all the time. And again, well, it seems to me, and y'all commented on, fit in when you want one on this. It seems to me that if the parents is getting them this, and I see it myself, here's an iPad, here's this, because they asking for it, and you trying to say, well, it's technology. I'm saying it's technology, but like you just told you earlier, we do see that technology has a place. It could be good or evil. And right now, what looks to be good is formulating into an evil, sinister, diabolical construct. So I'm trying to figure out if we can stop the children, which would be the most likely thing, because right now we get we seeing this. But this next generation seems to be sheep led to the slaughter. That's why I'm utilizing the Bible scripture to this. So what's y'all thoughts on?
We scared of them.
That's a good point.
They never was put that fear. Fear was never part of they never knew how a shoe can go around a corner and hit you in the head. I'm just saying. They don't really know about a extension cord for real and a 2x4 and 12 switches. You know what I'm saying? Like after one switch you get 12 of them motherfuckers. They don't know about you getting two days in a row.
Because
what I'm saying? Well, your mama look at you the next day and say, fuck out my face. Yeah. You know, you like it's over. See, it's never over. See, they never got instilled that.
So you saying that? Hold on. You saying that from people being called? Because I've seen this myself. So people would call all their parents. Social services would get in, and you could no longer hit the kid. Today, you can't really chastise the kid to the point where it looks brutal. I ain't saying brutalize your kid. We ain't saying that. We saying that some people was using harsh tactics. Back in the day, baby boomers know razor strap from the barber chair will whoop your behind so good you will. You absolutely right. So we understand that concept, but you saying these kids don't now. These kids are actually fighting their parents over what Tubbo said over being denied access to the technology. So it's a difference where you couldn't get something to where if I don't get it. Or if you take what I do have and don't expand on it, and I know this to be true, many kids are coming straight from school and going straight to the computer. Go ahead, sister. Make a point.
I want to make a point on the video.
Make a point.
The video that you played with Santana.
Santana.
Yeah. Okay. Now you have been alarming for a while about him, and that right there has definitely vindicated you. And I just want to say how the Democrats work. They create their people like Santana's and Elon Musk because they have to distract us emotionally and mentally, okay? So what they did was during COVID, they had to have somebody, and they wanted to go to Florida because remember, Florida got the beaches, it's beautiful there and everything like that. So Santana's came out against the COVID. Against the regulations, and he became the king of the Republican Party. Okay, so much that he is. They have commercials now. If you support, Santana's vote in, right? Because of the fact that Trump was not a part of any of those groups and organizations. He was a capitalist. Family came from Ireland and Germany. He was a threat because he wasn't a part of the establishment. He just came over here, loved the country. He's a capitalist. He's a threat. Now we see DeSantis, right? DeSantis has baggage, but they make him look like the good guy because they have the Republicans move in over to Santana's, whatever how you say.
Now, why do you think that? Because remember now, is it because of the cult of the sake? Remember now, this cult was under Queen Elizabeth, who just died. Everybody, her monarch is not dead. You think it's dead, but it's still going. So you saying that this British alliance that America has, and I'm going to tell you, DeSantis looks very appealing. He's military as well, so he got to be in the Knights Templars.
And he's a lawyer.
And he's
so
a lawyer.
I say that this he's the fall guy to separate the Republican Party, to vote for him and to continue this AI world, because like you just said, how they building these the trans system, the stores underneath the, you know, to making it convenient to get off the train to go to the stores and stuff like
right,
that.
Right,
he's
right.
He's all into it. So I'm glad you played that, because I'm opening, because I ain't gonna lie, I was a big fan of him as well. And I was first a big fan of Elon Musk until you said he was a crackhead. And you played that video, and then I started using my senses to say that, you know what, Twitter was going downhill. They had to bring him up. They got to drop some irrelevant little shit to get people to believe. They get these little guys to get us to sidetrack us. So that's why I love this show, because it opens up the third eye, and we can see things for what it is. And then the AI is not going to work, because look at California. There is not enough. They're having the blackouts. Certain parts of Georgia, they're having blackouts. Now West is an electrician. How the hell are you going to convert the whole world to AI? And let's just think of something that happens to electricity. What are we going to go back to?
That's a good point, because there is another thought pattern that's been out there that I wasn't going to talk about, but since you brought it up. Now, they also talk about putting people back into the medieval period, meaning that if you lose your electricity, and what's said about getting free energy through the solar, most people are getting into solar generators, solar stuff. So I'm not saying it ain't going to work, but I'm saying that once people find out you got lights in the house, it's almost like you're going to be the night of the walking dead, based on the fact that once people see you got something they ain't got, human nature kicks into these zombies and they will come to you. So if you ain't got the right ammunition to stop people from trying to get to you, or you ain't got a community that's going to block them out, you're going to have an issue. So yes, now that's cyber attacks. They're becoming frequent. Cyber attacks have taken out municipalities across the country already, made them pay a ransom just to get the electricity and all their functions back. So this has happened already. It's not like what you just said didn't happen. It's already happened. They don't have this already. Let me get some more calls. Brother Tut, you want to comment on anything so thus far, the comment on what you've been hearing?
Yeah, I was just going to say that to what the brother said before, the programming starts with, let me give you an example with my kids. They would watch television, you know, when they came home from school, and it'd be on Nickelodeon or the Disney Channel. And one day I sat down and I started watching the program and they was watching. And I realized that in none of the shows, it was like eight different shows, iCarly and there was a few of them, you know, it's no adults. All the kids are making adult decisions without adults being present. So they train the kids you don't need an adult to make the decision for you, right? So they making adult decisions at a young age. And when I would say, oh, that's a bad decision, they know more than me all of a sudden. Like, oh, okay. You know, but they were programmed from those television shows to think that they can make adult decisions without
Now, why you think they do that? Because if they do that to me, what sounds like what's happening, what you just said you've seen, would be, well, I want to change my gender. I ain't got to tell my parents. Seems like they are baiting the kids to make decisions of not, because most schools now who are doing this in these big colleges that are having these surgeries are saying you can do it without parental guidance. So they're already taking your kids from you. Go ahead.
And vaccines. You can get the vaccine without your parents' permission, right?
Just permission.
Making adult decisions, taking the parent away. And then at the same time, legislation starts to take the powers of the parents away at the same time, you see? So it's correct. All working in tandem together, you know?
Right.
And the other thing is, all this stuff you see was created by my generation. And they programmed us through the cartoons. Watching G.I. Joe, you had cryptocurrency, you had weather manipulation machines.
Right.
All the stuff that you see it today. So my people my age in their 40s, 50s, now they went up and grew up and became engineers and created the stuff that they saw on those programs. You know,
and let's go there. Yeah. Let's go there let's go there, because Wes, you my age. It was let's take G.I. Joe. Just take G.I. Joe out. for us, I wish we had the money round, it'd be Johnny Quest. Anybody remember Johnny Quest out there listening? Yeah. With Haji.
Yep. Pokemon. Hey, check this out. My sister know that in Atlanta. It's an 11-year-old girl got on the web and got and disappeared and walked out of the house and packed her shit and went somewhere, man. She met somebody on the web and just walked out of the house with a suitcase. Man, 11-year-old girl, man.
11-year-old girl walked out of the house from dark web. It's called the dark web. She on. Remember now, your kids are becoming smarter when they go on here. We got nephews all day long. Many of you know, you come home, your child is on that computer till he go to bed or she go to bed. That's a fact. Because you know why? You just got from work. You don't feel like dealing with them right now. They're the babysitters now. Just like it was with George Jetson, except the robot is now a tablet. And they watch your kids, just like he said. You're going to be able to program your kid in 2030, this next generation, will let your kid know if it's crying, what you need to do. So they're not going to be able to even want to do babies. Now, here's where it gets crazy, everybody. Sister, you sent that thing on the cabbage patch. You remember what you sent? It said the first movie that she sent me this, and she go on after this, was about cloning baby. The first ever. It's in black and white. She sent it to me. I seen it. It's in black and white, and they coming out of cabbage patch dolls. Go ahead, sister. Cabbage patch dolls.
I thought about after watching that documentary, I thought about Genesis, okay? When they created man and woman or female and male, that's cloning. I was like, I put two together. I was like, now will the real clone stand up? That's cloning.
That was pretty deep.
That's related to the Bible now. I'm just looking at that now. Maybe we have done in ancient, you know, our ancestors did cloning. Technology was already existing back then. That means that what they're doing now is a repeat of something that has already been done.
Yeah.
Now, and I was thinking about the way Hitler was killing his own people, his own kind, back then, and I related. I said, well, what if they were clones? What if that was all constructed? What if those were clones? See, we don't know. I mean, this shit been going on for a long. I told you, AI is not what you think. That's so this motherfucker here for a long time.
I'm gonna send that to everybody. Everybody who wants what she sent to me. What she sent me was called a cabbage patch, and I'm telling you, they were taking kids and selling kids through the post office. I ain't making this up. They were putting them in what them type of facts them. Them sacks, putting stamps on them, and sending kids off to other people. Now, I'm telling you, it sounds crazy, but look up the Cabbage Patch kids, and you'll see it's real.
We're
in the Clone War, just like Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's real. Let me get some more calls. Y'all pop it up a bit. Those of you who've been able to drop off, I cannot bring you back on, so don't text me about can you get back on. I cannot do it. This is not controlled.
Great
drop
offs. Remember, last year, 2 years ago, was Wayfair, the online shopper where they was naming these expensive cabinets, and they were like called Ashley something. And then when they looked up the name, it was actually you could get sent a little girl. It was a whole. I don't know if you remember that, man. It was due to Wayfair online.
You talking about Wayfair online?
Wayfair.com. Wayfair.com.
Wow,
and they had these expensive cabinets, and they were all named after little girls, like Ashley, Andy, or whatever. And then when you put that number in on the internet, like Danny 292223, they'll have a little girl, and they were saying that these are like $200,000 cabinets. Like, why they got the regular cabinet for $200, but you're barely getting a little girl?
You know
what I'm saying?
Check that out.
Through Wayfair.
Through Wayfair, which is supposed to be a prominent shopping venue. And it may be a part of this. That name sounds deep, Wayfair, because I see it all the time on my computer as well. When I seen this, everybody, I got it on WhatsApp. I was sent through to WhatsApp. That was so shocking that this was going on. I said, man, this is amazing that they were selling the kids and they doing it today. Again, what's the Balenciaga, Balenciaga, whatever that Kanye West is. And this is what gets to me about people. Yeah. But now, this man, I ain't got no issues with him. He ain't never did nothing to me, but just his perspective of what he's coming with. He promoted this. He gets on there and said they killed his mother now. I said, dude, everybody knew that. That ain't new. I mean, you knew that, but you went along with the program. See, that's the thing, like I tell people. How you know he ain't a clone? He going along with the program. They just had something with Dave Dave Chappelle bring Elon Musk on stage. Why would Dave Chappelle want to bring Elon Musk on stage for him to get booed? These are why you got to ask questions. What did Dave Chappelle or Elon Musk got to, you know?
Dave Chappelle is the clone too, man. Look at
you
Dave Chappelle when he was kidding.
Thank you.
He's a clone.
Now, you said that a long time ago, validation, and then you said a long time ago that each president, yeah, I learned this by movies, each president, each important person has a clone. Saddam Hussein had a clone. This is not new. We just bring it, we reiterate it to you so you know it's not made up. But let's just go with this premise. I told you, Biden had a clone. The Biden that you see with sunglasses, it's not the Biden.
Yep, that's the clone, man. You're right.
That's the clone. The clone. The one with the sunglasses on. That's not the same. Look at the hair. Totally different. This is happening on a number one scale. Now, with the Clone Wars comes a deep fake. Now, we may not catch it, but these young people, but he just said Generation Alpha. And he said they're going to be Generation Beta. Right there should be a wake-up call, man. That your own offsprings are doing it. It's not the white man. You produce some of these people. Some of these people are diehard gamers. Your kids all day long.
Yes, sir. One more thing, man. Hey, Bones, you got.
I can't hear you.
Reptile in disguise, man. Y'all government is run by clones and reptiles in mass, man, like Mission Impossible shit.
Now, is that made up? I hope you don't think so, because they got where these masks, this is a fact. I see it too, man. I'm glad you brought that up because y'all the ones sending me this information. If y'all see these things got these masks on, you don't know if it's a black person or a white person doing the killing. It could be a white person with a mask on. Plain and simple. It could be a black person, just like, I got to play this for before. See, I know it's in Buffalo. I'm in Buffalo. And it's so funny that the man, no one ever talks about the guy who talked to the people about him talking to the killer. Because the killer here who did the shooting at Tops, he might live in a prison for a long time. You don't know if they're going to release him or put a clone in there. Because the technology that young boy had, you can't, some of you on this line would not spend $18,000 right now. Just on, you know, you're going to spend $18,000 on a weapon, not including the vest and the hat. And you said earlier, brother Tomos, you said he had a GoPro camera, the upgraded one, the one the military used. So you can videotape everything. So who was watching that GoPro? See, no one asked who was getting the feed from that GoPro. Who else was getting the feed?
So that's what my thing is he was on Twitch, I think, uploading it. He had people who sponsored this whole thing. They funded this whole thing over the years, sending him money. He said he was going to do it. They've been sponsored, buying him the gun, the scope, all this stuff. And y'all don't bring cases up on them? That's a conspiracy.
That's a conspiracy.
You know, and we got a black DA, you know, but she's too busy worried about Trump.
Yeah. She worried about, see, that's the whole idea. See, the whole idea was to worry about Trump. So here's the thing about Buffalo. I'm here now. All y'all listening from Buffalo right now, I know you're listening. Where's the dude at? Where's the dude that was in front of Top saying this?
And right now, we want to go back to the scene of the crime.
News 4's Kara Lynch has been at the scene all afternoon and all evening. She can bring us an update now. Tara?
But I've been telling you one story since we first came on the air, and it was about this man here, Grady Lewis. You were in that Tops earlier this afternoon. We're going to get to that story. But you told me just a few moments ago that you actually spoke with the suspect yesterday. He was here. Tell me more about that.
I seen him, and he looked strange in the neighborhood. Anybody had a genius shirt on, so I wanted to see if he was a genius. And we sat and talked about string theory, critical race theory, the beginning of civilization, and he seemed like he was a genius, actually. He said he came up just to see the countryside, and he was going to go out camping. He bought a big thing, a jug of water. He had a little nervous twitch to him. I bought him something to drink, and we sat and talked for about an hour and 45 minutes after seeing the pictures and seeing the blue car that I seen him got into yesterday. So it's a shock right now, and he told me his name was Peyton. So it's a shock.
And we did see a blue car get taken away from this scene just about a half hour or so ago. And you were saying that you were speaking with him on a bench that's located outside of this top.
Yes.
That's the bench that earlier today, when I first got here, you were the first person I spoke to. You were telling me that bench is your office.
Yes.
And you usually like to stop and sit there and talk to people that are passing by. Today you didn't stop.
Yes.
So walk me through your afternoon here at the top.
Well, I went in there and got me some a juice. And I didn't want to sit there today, so I walked across the street and I opened up my juice. And as I opened up my juice, I heard what I knew wasn't a firecracker. And I looked up and I seen a guy shooting people. Then I seen a security guard run inside, and then I seen him going after him shooting. And I saw him come back out, and he had all camouflage on. And glasses and helmet, and then he put the gun to his head, and he dropped it. He took off his gloves. He took off his gun. He put it down. He took off his vest, and then he got on his knees and laid down and put his hands behind his back, and they arrested him at that point.
And the other
again, the trial's on. This guy was, if I'm not mistaken, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, was nowhere in the, you would think he would still be a testimony from him. The man said he was, somehow he didn't go the next day. He didn't go the next day. He's there every day, he says. But he decided not to go this day and sees the whole thing. And I have not heard anything from this man when I first did found out about this. I went to Tops myself, personally. He ain't no benches no more from the sit on. I'm trying to figure out where is this cat at, and was he part? He said the man was a genius to him. A genius, like genie. So I'm saying to myself, man, this is some weird stuff that goes on. But here again, the community is so infringed on hating Trump, they cannot see anything beyond this. I'm telling you, this is what I'm observing. I could be wrong, but it got them where nothing matters at all. But Trump. And
can
I think
go
that's
ahead and talk about Buffalo?
Yeah, go right ahead. I think that's brainwashing to the max. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Ah, Buffalo, home of the CIA and all that distraction. And boy, I'm telling you, I mean, where is he? All I can say is this, MK Ultra is a motherfucker. We are all under MK Ultra. Frequencies are being used. Things are getting wiped out. Things are, people are being replaced. I mean, it's just really, really, really real here. And I'm not making this shit up, okay? And it's silent. It's silent movement. Silent movement, period. And it's, and you don't hear nothing else about it.
Nothing.
Right under the rug now. Under the rug.
I couldn't believe it. I said, this man.
They got out the alien device in the Men in Black and mind wiped everybody.
That's an interesting concept that people don't think it could possibly be. Mind wipe, yeah, because I've never seen nothing like it where, and here's another thing, everybody, just if you think everything's, you know, not up to par, we've been played either way. Just like my man said, the Great Reset was already done by they're sponsored. The EV cars are sponsored by the oil companies, everybody. You think they could have Chrysler, GM, Ford, all got cars ready for us already. They got EV cars ready for you. It's not expensive as hell if you could afford it. I know some people got them. If you want one, yeah. But nonetheless, they've been playing us. They are financing the EV cars, everybody. That means that the person who could come up with something that you don't need a battery, but you need water, he could have been. Now, I tell people this all the time, I cannot prove this, so I'm not going to sit there to lie, but I just have a strong, strange feeling that the security guard who's what they were after and knew he was working that day, who was not supposed to be working that day when you talk to Buffalo people, he was supposed to be off, but he took the shift of somebody. Won't go into all that right now, but end up having to work that day. And this guy's been walking around town, like the brother just said, financed by groups, because you just don't have that type of armor. It's impossible. Most people at his age wouldn't even want the money or have the money. His family was probably very much aware of it, could be part of it. But that was a hell of a psyop. That man who had the patent for the so-called car that can go across the country better than the man who made the first one to go across the country with water, end up dead as well. We played that tape for you. So I find it pretty strange that we can play these things in Buffalo and it's overlooked by most of the community, because they can't, they have a hard time believing that conspiracies are real. Based on what JFK said, it is a conspiracy by covenant means. You heard it yourself. So why is it so hard? Is it already the chemtrails are psychologically inducing us to forget? Could that be the mind wiping?
Yeah.
Could that be the mind wiping?
It's 24/7.
Yeah.
It's 24/7.
What's your thoughts on that? Can y'all?
Chemtrails. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my thoughts on that is that. I mean, they use the chemtrails for anything they need to use it for mind wiping, for trying to get whatever device into your body that flushes out. That's why they got to check your sewage all the time. They got to run checks on that. I mean, this is serious. Brother Thomas is on point letting the people know this is a serious thing. You should be afraid but not fear, because we're going to have to stand up. Either you're going to stand up or you're going to comply or you're going to die.
So the Those generation that Brother Thomas, so you, me and, I don't know, I think you Brother Thomas generation, I believe, which would be the generation of.
Put me in a category of Generation X. I didn't ask to be in Generation X.
I got you. But we
no,
do it for
that's
for categorizing the technology, so we can get an idea of through the technology name. But I'm not saying you have to participate as
of
that generation. I'm just saying that y'all know that these terms are used so we can get more generalization to what type of influence they had on each of the generations. Now.
You're talking about chemtrails, man. They can kill. That's why a lot of people, old people, got dementia and shit, man.
Yeah.
And when people don't look up, and plus they block the shit, so we can't see the greater light in the sky. And we can't see Nibiru and the damn crabs of George Clinton, unidentified flying objects in the sky, the chariots. They blocking all that shit out, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to dispute anything of that nature, because guess what? Facts matter. He said the burial, just in case those of you listen for the first time, this is the burial. They have already said they see a second son out there. I'm not saying it. NASA's saying it. So obviously, and not just NASA, other entities around the world are seeing phenomena that you don't see on your news, because remember, you was told it was fake, but you seem to think everything on there is legit.
One more thing. I email every damn TV station in Atlanta with some pictures of chemtrails. All the weather channels, the TV channels in Atlanta, guess what I got, man?
What'd
no reply. Some fucking crickets and shit. No reply, man. Every weather TV station, man. I say, y'all see this shit? What's in the sky? No fuckers. We don't know nothing about it, man. That shit fucked up. It pissed me off, man.
Now,
because they use
the
spell word. They use the spell word is legal. That's the spell word they use. They legalized it and then put it in the dictionary and in your Wiccanary, and they put it in the Wiccanary. So they spellbound it so that they can put that crap over our heads and use it to cover up whatever they're doing, opening up stargates, portals, whatever. whatever they want to do.
Okay, now let's ask this question, because Brother Thomas said, yeah, individually, but how you fight a corporation? And so now you've heard about Brazil. Somebody said that's being played out because he wants to be Zionist. Infliction of wealth is being done for them as well. Okay, if these people or these entities, let's go with that right now, entities, and they think that they have to create a servitude of people, they definitely ain't coming for us because they already see you as rebellious. They know you're rebellious because they hear you. Let's just go on the premise that they know you're rebellious. They can see what you post. They know you're rebellious. So they ain't after you. Basically, they hope you become dumb and do what they want you to do and take these so-called jabs. So they already say, okay, we can't get to all of them. So we got to now go through this sector of people, which is your children. It's your children. Your children are the only thing they want. I told you this. They don't want nothing else. And if they want your children's children, because they figure, oh, you got these rebellious children that probably think somewhat like you. Not all of them, of course. You know all your kids don't think like you. But those that do, but the ones that don't, those are the ones that take the frequencies that Wes has been talking about for years, the frequencies, and they can change their DNA right in your house. They don't got to go to no clone factory. It could be done right in your house. How I know that? Somebody put a cell phone. I ain't making this up. Thank goodness for some people. And they put the cell phone. They put the cell phone down, and you know that these animals are going around in circles. I'm you next, brother. I just heard you. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. They put it down, and ants went in the same circle as big animals. They just went around in a circle. The cell phone was. They put the cell phone on. They charged it up so it could be like they were talking. They called the phone. The phone made the frequency, and the ants came around and went in circles. I said, damn, that's what they doing. They creating a cattle mentality. Go ahead, brother. You next before we up.
Go ahead. Before we get out of it. And true that, because when you start looking at what they offer our children, and most time children who are not disciplined, they act upon emotions, and that's when those AIs get to study and then create these mazes. Now, if the child is acting under the emotion side of it, then they would know how to outwit their circumstance, and then what do? They bow down. Now I'm making your child proletariats, because proletariat means that your child, that they didn't listen to you, was so poor they had to rely on the system. So you're on the mark.
Ooh,
now,
man.
Tutmos brought the best energy for us on today's platform, because as I go look back at their history, and I don't read their history book as a format of who they are from a timeline, I read it under the timeline of their economics. So in their economics, which goes back 1619, they had spies here, a.k.a. called loyalists, as the protesters was starting to do well off of other people's shit, gold, silver. And so the loyalists reported back to the monarch, which was going through its problems, because they were losing money. Because anytime we go up, they turn around and said, these motherfuckers getting too big. Now we got to knock them down. So now they bring all these new entities into our lifestyle to create havoc, because the loyalist, a.k.a. DeSantos, now is the spy representing the monarch or the dictator or the oligarchs. Because all it is the people have too much wealth, and if we let them keep this shit, they can overthrow us. So they're hoping we stay under the emotions, and in the meantime, they get to govern our lives and our children. But the most important thing we got to remember is don't take their charity. You know, I've always stayed right there.
Yeah,
you always soon say, as you take their free shit, they got you.
That's it. Think about it. Universal income is their stuff. So you're right. As soon as you take that, they got you. They got you. As soon as you take, because you think it's free. You think it's your what you always say, don't take their charity. Don't take the benefit of what they're about to tell you, because they will say they're going to disavow you from everything, and you'll be totally connected to them.
And then your children are watching.
Yep, and you've been doing this for a while,
bro. You appreciate your show. Appreciate everybody that had the energy today.
Oh, today. Brother Tubmos, much love to you. Please don't make this a one-time event. Let's make it happen sometime, and keep doing what you're doing.
Anytime, brother. Anytime. Yes. Just let me know, and we can set it up like this, man. You know,
I'll get up,
and we can do it, man.
Yeah,
I need to sleep this time of the day. Yeah. Sunday, I'm knocked out, brother. This is my
hey,
one
man.
Day.
Hey, that's why I say, you let me know. You said it's your one day. I got you, man. Hey, much
my wife just woke
up,
looked at me like, you up? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Tell them we appreciate you having you, man. Appreciate that. Those of you who want to stand in line, we will. We're only going to do this because at 1 o'clock I have no control of the board. So after that, y'all can stay on. We ain't got no problem. Just let you know. Won't be no more as far as the board. But I can't control nothing. And if y'all...
When you gone, I'm gone.
Yeah. So what happens is y'all can do that, which I got to do. But we got to go out on the right note. And again, this thing called love got two dualities. It can be spelled either way. You spell it backwards and say evil. Spell it forward and say love. You're going to have to choose which one you want. But as for me, I'm going to
I got a
some
question
love.
For you, though.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
What do you think about them rounding up the homeless people and locking them away and putting them on medication in New York City?
Man, I told you, I think they've been doing that a lot already. That's how I met some of these people. They were telling me. That's how I met Wes. They've been locking them up down here for years, and they was coming out telling us they've been putting something in them. I've had people tell me that was on my show from the beginning days, said they was putting stuff in them, and and I said, no, it can't be until I realized they telling the truth. They telling the facts. So, New York City. Go ahead, Wes.
I was going to say the two most people, the easiest to operate on is the people in jail, the prison, and the homeless, man.
And the homeless.
But y'all right, don't get nothing cheap, don't get nothing free, man, because who they told the first one to get in line for that poison shot? Who they said? They wanted y'all black people.
They wanted
us first. Don't get that free shot, right?
Okay, go ahead.
And let me piggyback on that. And the reason why we got to be careful, because when you're talking about what they did to the homeless, and now they're reducing all the prisons, they're closing all the prisons. They're closing them, y'all. Look around. Check your state. They're closing the prisons, and they're letting them out. And they're letting them out to do this charity shit. But I'm going to go back. How can they let these people, regardless of what they're dealing with, come out back into the ward with no finance? Don't even worry about the cabinet post that has the free check that they're going to offer is human services. Look it up. $1.3 trillion to make their operation work. And you FEMA and all them. Jokers got the bankroll, a.k.a. UNICEF or UNESCO. They got the money. So they ain't got no more money in education.
Drive on.
Get that out the way. The new money is medical and human services with a blank check of $1.3 trillion.
Watch out. Go ahead. Make your point.
Money game. Like I say, drive on. You know this your boy.
Yep.
Polk County.
Yep.
Hey, Polk County represented down south, bro. Hey, but like I asked my man about the whole Federal Reserve note and the attachment with the de-dollarization. And my brother, do you realize that the BRICS nation, they inherited 20 more nations? That's the BR, that's the Brazil, you know, Russia, China.
South
that's
Africa.
The acronym for that.
And
they created their own digital currency, bro. And it's like, Europe need them. Germany need them. Germany is about to freeze this winter. I mean, they're going to really have a really a winter.
I looked that up, yeah.
And just want to know, bro, how do we combat the de-dollarization of the Federal Reserve note? Because a lot of these countries are not using the dollar. So it's like, bro, we got to come up with some type of legal tender to be able to, even with the whole social credit score, them canceling you, you know, them, you know, the whole thing about the whole censorship and everything.
You want to hold? You want to okay, hold on? Hold on. I don't know if he can come up. He kind of told us earlier that individually you're going to have to do, but he did say, but you might want to have somebody make a noise. How'd that happen? Somebody mute yourself real quick. All right, we're gonna like we say, let's make a show out there, dude, because let's get together on that, because I think what you're saying to us is really.
Sorry, bro, I must have missed it. I missed it. My bad, bro.
No. He was saying something. I'm saying, but we could do a program because he actually said that it's gonna be very hard to stop the corporations for it, because so many of our people is inundated with this new technology. They like it. I have had people think it's no problem with crypto, or it's no problem with them giving us this new Fed coin. They think it's okay. Like it's gonna be like the new thing. They can't wait to do it. It's like, I know people tell me they want to get a COVID vaccine passport so they can go places. Like I've heard this already. It's really dangerous because it's like saying, okay, I got to have this permission to go. But yet, here's what women did. I thank you, women, for this legal. I know how to get out of this best I can. My body, my choice. See, they already made that a platform. They made that a platform for themselves. My body, my choice. So now when they come at you, I told you, when they come at you now with the vaccination stuff, you can use that in court as your defense. My body, my choice. And you'd probably be able to sue the company because now they're doing what women said they shouldn't do, go against my body. All right, much love. I'm going to let y'all hang, but we got to let it go with the profession.
crooning for a minute. If you want to get in on it, go right ahead.